following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is blasting off for Thursday from the DealsNadie.com studios. I just realized I'm wearing a Cub hat from looking at Facebook Live.
You didn't even know what hat you
wear that I was wearing a Cubs hat.
I believe you had it on yesterday because some people thought you were confused because you had a Tiger shirt on and a Cubs hat on.
Cubs shirt, Tiger's hat. Okay.
Are you not allowed to mix and match?
I guess not. I've been accused of that before, by the way, many times.
I know better. Maybe you were just celebrating the 1944 World Series? I don't know. When did they play? Didn't they play in a World Series? Oh, boy.
The Tigers or the Cubs?
Didn't they play each other in a World Series?
Yeah, 45.
Oh, thanks for listening. Okay.
Said 44.
Well, I was looking for help because I knew you knew the answer.
Well, don't say thanks for listening to the podcast if you say 44.
Hang me out to try again.
For God's sakes.
Here's that millennial story.
Oh, come on. We don't have to start with that.
Oh, boy. You know, we need to get on pretty quickly here is the Smithsonian and the John Dillinger penis because I think some people are saying that they're even making it public that they've got it. And I think it's going to be a centerpiece pretty soon.
What part of the Smithsonian are the peni kept in?
It's been in the basement in formaldehyde. But it was
all kept in the same area?
Like natural history or the Air and Space Museum?
Yeah.
The Air, Space, and Penis Museum now?
Like if John Glenn's penis were, it would be in Air and Space.
I think it's in the Ripley's Believe It or Not section.
Sure, do you got a thing for John Glenn?
Godspeed.
Of all the penises you could come up with, you name John Glenn. That has to mean something.
Maybe. I don't know. He seemed kind of like a...
Who played
him in the movie?
Yeah, let me see that hot penis.
Ed Harris? Yeah, I kind of like
Ed Harris. Is cool.
Ed Harris as John Glenn.
Remember when John Glenn stole that ride that should have been someone else's to space?
Oh, yeah. Butted in line ahead of like 5 billion people.
What a monster.
Like what, 50 people have been to space, 100 people, and there's 5 billion people in line, and he takes cuts all the way to the front?
One thing I appreciated about that was he's like, we're going to study old people in space, because they have to come up with a study.
Right, yeah.
What a pile of crap.
You got to admire the weasel maneuver there.
And who cared? Houston, we have a problem. Who cared about old people in space? Nobody cared.
Well, what if when they took off from the pad, though, it would have just shattered John Glenn and they brought him back?
That would have been cool.
That didn't work.
In a dustbuster.
End of that study.
Old people are like, I don't want to move to space. I like Earth better.
Too bad, Grandma. We're moving you to space.
Okay. The debate last night.
That was great.
Oh, it was fantastic. Got great viewing, I got to say, as the Liz and Bernie show primarily.
So mad.
Are they going to have a show? They should have a show when they don't make it into office.
That sounds interesting. Liz and Bernie show?
Liz and Bernie show. Yeah.
Only 8.2 million people watched.
Did anybody see that debate last night?
And I was thinking, that's a high number.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
That's a high number.
But 15 million watched the first debate and 18 million watched the second night. So I guess that isn't that much. It was here at the Fox.
How proud are you of being here?
I was so proud, Trudy. I was beaming.
I sat there in that row.
When they first showed it, I said, hey, the Fox Theater looks pretty nice.
It did.
Like, how common, though.
Yeah. Super.
Well, I don't know what... I can't imagine why I would watch night two. I guess because it's the Fox Theater. And you just stand going... But the whole time I was going... Oh, The Bachelorette is on. I watch The Bachelorette. And when they started getting into eliminating special interests and taking profit away from Big Pharma, stop!
That's what pissed me off about that one guy, like whose name I don't know. Trudy, you said he looked like a hot dog?
Oh, he looks like a guy from Sausage Party, like a hot dog?
Yeah.
His name is Delaney.
Delaney. I thought he was very measured and central, but the only thing that is coming out of it is how Elizabeth Warren shut him down, because why even run for president if you're just going to say no to everything?
I thought he was somewhat tenacious and fought his way back.
He was really good in the debate.
I'm going to get me a beer.
Was there a rule that Liz Warren had to talk half the time?
Yeah. Yes.
Pretty much.
Why don't they just have her on the stage? Why doesn't she just give a speech? And what do we need the other people for?
It led to my favorite moment of the debate. Can I play it real quick?
Yeah. Oh, this. Oh, God.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It looks like a hot dog.
Yes.
With a chance to tell the story about my friend, Addie Barkin.
Oh, boy.
Addie is 35 years old. He has a wife, Rachel.
As an aside, by the way, we tried searching the internet for any information on Addie Barkin at that age. Couldn't find a thing.
I can't find anything.
It's a cute little boy named Carl. He also has ALS, and it's killing him. Addie has health insurance, good health insurance, and it's not nearly enough.
Tapper does not care about this story.
I'm staying with you. I'm staying with you, but you exceeded your time, and so let me just stay with you on Medicare for All.
All right.
At the last debate, you said you're, quote, with Bernie on Medicare for All. Now, Senator Sanders has said the people in the middle class will pay more in taxes to help pay for Medicare for All, though that will be offset by the elimination of insurance premiums and other costs. Are you also, quote, with Bernie on Medicare for All when it comes to raising taxes on middle-class Americans?
So giant corporations and billionaires are going to pay more. Middle-class families are going to pay less out of pocket for their health care. And I'd like to finish talking about
17
Addie,
seconds.
The guy who has ALS. This isn't funny. This is somebody who has health insurance and his dog.
Excoriating the crowd?
We're not laughing at Eddie. We're laughing at the fact that you're obsessed with telling your Eddie story.
Which, by the way, I think is fake. I'm sorry. Not just her Eddie story, but everybody's story about some person in their life, which I think their coaches tell them you have to personify whatever it is the issue is.
I hate to say this, but when the governor of Montana, I don't know his name, he said that his 11-year-old nephew was shot.
Oh, yeah.
I really kind of wanted a fact checker to quickly put up there, you know, this is a true story. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't believe anything.
That one's got to be true.
There was a fact checker.
I don't know. Do you know? Did anybody check it?
No. There was a fact checker when this guy said this story.
I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy. He loves the City of Lights. He loves Paris. For years, every year during the summer, he would go to Paris. It was automatic with his wife and his family. I hadn't seen him in a while. And I said, Jim, let me ask you a question. How's Paris doing? Paris? I don't go there anymore. Paris is no longer Paris. That was 4 years, 4 or 5 years. Has it gone there? He wouldn't miss it for anything. Now he doesn't even think in terms of going there.
Paris must be terrible.
Well, so everyone's like, hey, who's this Jim guy? Nobody could find his friend Jim.
Well, Jim didn't have a last name.
Well, wait, now, if Trump had mentioned...
He's a very substantial guy, though, Trudy.
Let me just ask a dumb question. If Trump had mentioned some 35-year-old dude and their kid with ALS, wouldn't somebody check it?
You would think. I mean, it's a little... The problem is, how many people want to go bullshit on a guy that has ALS versus a substantial guy who doesn't go to Paris anymore? No, I agree with you, but I'm just saying some people wouldn't want to.
But if he doesn't have ALS, I think it'd make me happier. I'd feel better. I'd go, hey, that's good. I'm sorry she's lying, but at least that kid doesn't have ALS.
Well, it's not...
Good for Eddie.
It's not Eddie so much as it is.
That's not what people were laughing at. People weren't laughing at Eddie.
No, I know what they were laughing at, and I think she made it... I think she really... That's the kind of thing, if you do that in a debate, they're going, she didn't get the humor of it.
I found him.
She's too serious.
Yeah, you finally found him?
Is that Eddie?
Because his name is A-D-Y. That's how you spell Eddie, apparently.
Oh, my God. He does exist.
So she made up his name.
Oh, that poor guy. Well, I'm still laughing at the fact that she really wanted to get that story in.
He does exist.
Carl
does?
Actually is very cute. Look at Carl.
Yeah. There's Carl.
Aww. Okay. So
why are they
enough.
Friends?
Stand corrected. Enough.
Sorry.
Enough of this dumb story. I don't want to call it a dumb story.
She yelled
it's not
at
funny.
Me.
Say, the other thing about it is that they all have to stand up and introduce themselves by saying the son or daughter of some, a school teacher, iron worker, union electrician, whatever. Fill in the blank.
Well,
what does that matter?
I wish we could just fast forward to the election. I wish the election was tomorrow. Last night was when I first realized I don't want to watch all this. I don't want to see people interview going, I haven't decided yet. They didn't talk about blank. They didn't talk enough about the environment. I don't want to go through all that. I don't want all the idiots talking, all the noise. I just don't want
it. It's political bullshit.
Can
we just vote tomorrow?
I'm sorry.
I know enough. Don't we know enough? What are we going to find out?
Which one then?
I have to decide who's upset me the least lately.
Well, Trump, then, clearly.
Yeah, he's...
Pocahontas?
He's really playing the percentages that way.
Pocahontas.
All right. I did get to The Bachelor, and The Bachelor got really funny, I thought. Mark, you watched it. Was it funny?
Yeah, it was very intense.
It was. It was real. Not real. I mean, I don't want to say real, but it was the kind of argument that I think everyone has either witnessed or been in.
Yes. Well, this guy clearly has not been in that yet. He had the wrong answer
made some bad calls. And I'll just give you a little background on it. And Trudy, you don't have to have seen the show to appreciate the argument.
Excerpts, but go ahead.
And I'm angry. No, I'm not angry. I'm a little miffed that the way that the narrative plays out is that Hannah is the hero, the righteous person who always tells the truth. And Jed, who she picked, that was her, sorry, spoiler alert, Jed is an asshole who lies. And the reason is, and he said this during the show, he said, you know, I came here because I thought it could help my music career. By the way, played a song when he asked her to marry me.
Oh, boy.
One of his original songs, not somebody else's song, one of his original. Maybe that's really? Maybe that's the dog food jingle he was talking about.
He just made it into the Hannah song. Yeah.
Oh, it's just cringy. But anyway, he said that he came there for his music career, but he just fell so in love with her that he doesn't care about anything but her now.
Oh.
And she apparently ate it up because she picked him. And he asked her to marry him. And they were having a happy, wonderful time. And then, oh my gosh, it's crazy. People Magazine does a story about his girlfriend before he left for The Bachelor. And apparently he had said that, I'm not sure we even dated. We just kind of hung out. He didn't really say that it was anything serious. And she told People Magazine it was more than that. And there was I thought the card that she produced that People Magazine printed.
The card?
There was a card where he left a message and said, I'll be thinking about you. Yeah. And you know, and at the end, it just had a heart. It didn't say love and kisses or anything.
More like Narc Magazine. Jeez.
So anyway.
He spent the night with her right before he went to the show, right?
Well, he explained.
Forensic accountant.
They hung out, Trudy.
There was some nailing going on. Yeah. And there was a couple other things, too. And, with every disclosure, Hannah's like, and the thing is, this is before he met her. So I agree that he lied. He was not, he was definitely.
Did he lie or was he just not forthcoming?
Wasn't very forthcoming. And he did shade the story a little bit. But since then, the only thing that's happened in terms of other people is she banged Peter 4 times in the windmill.
Nice.
Like 3 weeks before she got engaged to Jed, and he seems to be doing okay with that. I know.
Good for her.
And she set refractory time records. ATM. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Nice.
So, I don't know. She, though, when she was questioned about that, she said, yeah, slut shaming me, and I'm not tied to anybody. And blah, blah, in the crowd. But this guy is just the goat. The goat.
Yeah.
The greatest goat of all time, the GGOTAT. So we'll get to that. I did cue it up.
Yeah, I got to cue back on.
What are you watching?
It's totally
him singing.
What? I don't know. This is the show. I backed it up, but
yeah, I cued it up to approximately where it should be. It's when she's just found out and he's coming over to explain. Explanation. Every disclosure just led to.
Oh my god! I mean, it's so fake. It's so fake.
No,
I'm sorry.
But it's a relatable argument. If nothing else, and I know some people are just fast forwarding, go ahead. This is the last show. It's over. So you can calm down for a while because that's all we talk about.
This guy needs to learn when to not say anything.
I know sometimes not speaking is such an art, really pays. But Mesa wants to remind you about their great happy hours at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. How's the Facebook Live going today?
Good. A lot of people on there.
Too much memorabilia on the walls. Josh, what are you... Josh! Mesa has happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. If you are thirsty, Mesa Tacos Tequila's happy hour offers $4 fresh squeeze traditional margaritas, $3 house wines, $2 well drinks, $1 rotating draft beers, plus great snacks. And every savory selection is made fresh each morning from the signature sauces, salsa and guac, to the homemade... award-winning 8-hour stewed brisket, which is great, by the way. Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, modern Mexican delicacies, are truly fresh from their kitchen to your table between 3rd and 4th Street on Main in downtown Royal my look. And should we call the Smithsonian before we get into the band?
Either that or David Trump.
Yeah, I think we should get our calls out of the way. We don't call early enough a lot of times. So.
And Trump leaves earlier.
What time? Let's call the Smithsonian. Trudy's so worried about Dillinger's penis that I think we should get that out of the way.
Was he hot in any way? I can't remember what he looks like. I know Capone is, like, super ugly.
He was in the hung jury. I mean, what else do you need to know?
I don't know.
Johnny Depp played him in a movie.
All right.
This Johnny Depp lawsuit is really interesting against Amber Heard.
Why can't they stop? Never ends, the two of them.
I can't decide what's going on, because I think he's kind of gone off the deep end, obviously. But he just won't give
up. Thank you for calling. This call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance.
Good thing they're monitoring.
Do you think it ever is? Monitored?
No, not this. I don't think so.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Smithsonian Magazine Customer Service. This is Eric. How may I help you?
Eric, this is the Drew and Mike Show, and we were just reading an important story on the air that made us all think of the Smithsonian. John Dillinger, the gangster, is going to be pulled out of his burial site under 5,000 pounds of concrete, and we heard that the reason is because he had an exceptionally large penis that was at the Smithsonian, and I didn't know if that was, is that true? Do you know offhand?
I have no idea, but I can give you the phone number where you can call the Smithsonian Info Center and ask them that question.
Cool. Okay, have you heard that rumor, though? It's in the basement in formaldehyde?
No.
You've never heard the rumor?
Have you ever been down in the basement?
Have you heard the Richard Gere rumor about the gerbil?
No.
No?
Oh, wow.
Rod Stewart, stomach pumped?
He's heard that one.
Guys, I'm not in Washington, D.C. I'm in Florida.
But you still should have heard the Rod Stewart rumor.
Yeah, especially
in Richard Gere. Okay. The number, please. It's important.
It's 202-633-1000.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
You guys have a great day.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.
How could he not have heard any of those?
Here's at the magazine.
Oh, that was a magazine?
Yeah.
Well,
they should
know. But still.
Yeah, they don't they write about things that are in the Smithsonian?
Well, they should know what's going on at the Smithsonian.
Sure.
If I know about it, they should know.
The Smithsonian's trying to keep it quiet.
You're probably right, Mark. They know.
They don't want anyone to try and steal Dillinger's dong.
I would get the Smithsonian if there were features like, where's John Dillinger's penis?
Hello?
You have reached the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. Smithsonian museums and the National Zoo are open every day of the year.
God, I haven't had a detachable penis since I don't know when.
There is no admission fee.
It sounds like he has a cold. They could get better voice talent for this.
The National Zoo and the Air and Space Museum's Udvar-Hazy Center.
He almost is as slow as David Trump's outgoing message.
They're trying to stall for people calling about Dillinger's penis.
At www.
All I hear coming out of your mouth is blah, 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 blah.
Please listen to the
what the hell you're saying to shut
up.
For information on hours of operation and extended hours at the Smithsonian, press 1.
I like this song, though.
At the Smithsonian, press 2.
What was 2?
For information on Smithsonian magazine subscription.
No. Who gets Smithsonian magazine?
I've seen it in doctor's offices.
Please hold.
It's actually kind
of
interesting.
For the next available information special.
Did you get it at home?
No. Kidding me?
Hello?
Yeah, who wrote this song?
That's cool.
No, but it's everywhere. This is like the basic whole
thing. Wait, that might be the coolest. Wait, is that the... Is it from Friday the 13th?
It's a $6 million man.
Please hold for the next available information specialist.
That is so cool.
It's very similar to the beat of this.
Not too far off.
The two of them go together. They mash up really nice.
Maybe it's a Dillinger hint.
Slow down.
I gotta see what he looks like.
Pick up the fucking phone. Pick up the fucking phone.
Smithsonian Information. Oh. This is Marjorie. How may I help you?
Hi, Marjorie.
Hi.
This is the Drew and Mike Show. We were just reading about an important event going on, the interring of John Dillinger, the gangster. And many people have contacted the show and said that John Dillinger's penis is in formaldehyde at the Smithsonian. That's a really awkward question to ask, but can you verify that?
That's an interesting question. I know nothing about it.
Really?
Not. I mean, I happened to actually just read an article mm-hmm. in today's paper that he was being
disinterred.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we were told that the reason they were doing that was they were trying to verify that indeed his manhood had been cut off, genitalia, and put in formaldehyde, and it was allegedly at the Smithsonian in the basement. Have you been in the basement there?
I've never heard of that.
Are you searching?
Okay, cool. I'm searching.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
It says,
anyone for Pete?
It's
that was funny. It's crazy.
It's really uncomfortable.
It's an uncomfortable question. Yeah. I don't have a comfortable answer because I'm just reading this. Hold on.
You're doing a great job, Marjorie.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you more than... The claim is John Dillon's exceptionally large penis is housed in one of the Smithsonian Museums. Somebody's just laughing over here.
Yeah, because he knows. Legend. He knows where it's at.
It's a lit. Right.
What?
Somebody just next to me said, as far as we know, he was buried intact.
He was.
Oh, well, that's what the Smithsonian would say if they wanted us to not know that it was there.
That could be, but yeah. I, you know, it's interesting because there are lots of articles about it online.
Huh. You can't trust all the fake news online, though.
Can someone
absolutely?
Can someone go in the basement and just poke around? Yeah. It's in formaldehyde.
It'd be in a jar.
Yeah, it'd be in a jar.
It's right near the skeleton of that gerbil, Richard Gere.
According to this, it would need to be a great big one. Yes.
That's what we heard.
That's right.
He's got the most perfect dick I've ever seen.
He was allegedly in jar.
Just in case we really do have it, it would not be on display.
So well, that's why it's in the basement.
That's why it's in the basement, though. It's apparently the jar is dusty. Somebody comes and cleans it off every couple of years. That's what we heard.
Have you ever seen Rasputin's? Okay. Where's Rasputin's at? Have you ever seen that one?
I don't know.
It looks like the Eiffel Tower.
Any other questions, sir?
Did you know John Dillinger was a charter member of the hung jury?
Okay, but is there anything more you need to know about this?
Just wanted to ask if you knew that. That's all.
But I don't.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Marjorie.
She was great.
Alrighty.
Doing a great job.
Marjorie.
Bye now.
Beautiful.
Great. Work.
Bye.
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 She knows.
She rolled with it.
But the guy working next to her knew. He didn't know to keep it a secret, though.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable.
Actual audio of John Dillinger.
This comes in handy a lot of the time.
Preserved.
I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I
Where's
don't
my
need
dick?
It.
Where's
and
my dick?
And then I go to a party.
Isn't it funny how the partial drops?
Anyone for? I was worried she was going to hear that and freak out.
I know, but yeah. just a hint of it.
Yeah.
She sounds hot.
We all know.
Favorite. Every time I hear that.
Oh,
laugh.
I thought you meant Marjorie sounded hot.
No.
No, Marjorie.
She sounds hot.
I just loved the disappointment in your voice as soon as she picked up. You're like, oh, no.
I know.
I have to ask her.
Worried.
I had no idea.
Little did you know
cool.
how cool she'd be. Yeah.
She is a pro. So the dog days of summer are here, and that can only mean one thing. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, and our friends at Zot need to make some room. So it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments on your next new ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. So here we go. Summer clearance event. 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month. 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month. And then Ram trucks, which people always get fired about. Ram's having a good year, too. Lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon not-to-be-massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And then the 20s come in, and then something else to talk about. So there. I remember John Brandmeier in Chicago on The Loop, which was the best radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny B. and Kevin Matthews, Stephen Gary. Eddie Schwartz, who they made fun of for decades on WGN, and they brought him over for overnights because he was so bad. And people really? Listened to him. That was like the first hate listen of all time, possibly.
And was it a big old happy family, or do you know? Or
I think he was happy because he got a job.
Yeah.
And he probably got paid more money. But
and he got over it.
But Brandmeier was trying to reach the, I think it was the Mexican Board of Tourism once to find out if donkey shows were real.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was a language barrier. I think he ever did find out.
That sounds
AM
like
radio
a...
is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
That sounds like a funny question.
AM the Loop 1000.
Ask.
Well, wasn't it 89 first, though? Wasn't it?
I only 90? Knew this 1000.
Yeah, I guess 1000. Those were probably the salad days of the Loop.
No, Mojo told me that he interned for Brandmeier.
Moji?
Really?
Moji?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that?
And you believed him?
Was that at the Loop in Chicago?
I think so. He said he used to intern. I believe he said he interned for Brandmeier. Yeah. I was like, what?
No
Have
way.
You told Drew this?
No way. I can't believe he hasn't told me that. I'm not sure I believe this.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Possible you misheard this?
It's a possibility. I think I was thrown off because I had the speakers really loud.
Yeah.
In my studio.
Oh.
Rocking out.
I was blasting him.
What were you blasting? What song?
Squire. no doubt. Every third song. Billy Squire.
I forget what it was, but it was going into my first break, and I was, you know, I wanted to, like, you know, like, really get the energy
get pumped
going.
Up. Yeah, I get that.
And I guess it kind of, like, bled into their studio while they were in the middle of something.
Really?
Yeah. And so next thing I know, Mojo's looking in, and he's like, want to come over to our studio? Like,
you're like, no, I'm cool over here. I'm rocking out.
Like, you know, a sort of a way of saying, hey, can you turn that down without actually saying that? Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
It's
I don't
very
know.
Very passive aggressive.
I would not say that, but.
Is there cutting costs on the soundproofing over there? Jeez.
I've done that a couple of times, though, where people walk in and like, whoa. And I'm like, what?
I'm always surprised when someone who's been in radio a long time has the monitors up.
Oh, the classic example is Podell. Podell,
yeah, cranked.
Always had the monitor cranked all the way
absolutely
up.
Absolutely cranked.
Song.
Some of the worst songs I've ever heard in classic rock history. And they're cranked. I'm like, I could see crank in some songs, but...
He loved them, man. He's getting off.
Well.
Well. Hey. If you have a rocktile dysfunction...
You got ED?
Rocktile.
Listen to the Doc of Rock and stiffen up!
WLLZ!
For Detroiters, by Detroiters.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
You know, the who do you hate conversation is really... a funny conversation as far as bands because somebody who's a big Deadhead said, oh my God. And I remember that people did make fun of the Dead and hated on the Dead for a long time, probably back in the 90s more.
Yeah.
When Jerry was alive. Because, I mean, if you lost a friend to the Dead, they went into a vortex and you'd never see them again. They would just tour with the Dead. Their life was planned around the Dead.
I know.
And anyway, the guy that wrote me today, I wish I could remember his name, he still goes to see Bob Weir.
Oh,
and
wow.
Phil is still there, isn't he? Is Phil Lesh still there? Yeah. Phil's hot tonight.
And they have John Mayer plays
John
them.
Mayer, that's right. Yeah, and he likes John Mayer. And he's a big Fish fan, too.
Is his name Christopher?
Probably.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
And he sent me Fish doing I'm the Walrus, which is funny.
Oh, cool.
They were good. Fish is cool, man.
Yeah, Fish is cool.
They played, I forgot, he sent me, are you looking at the email?
No.
He said something about, I think Fish played 13 straight nights at Madison Square Garden.
Really?
And the place was almost full. And they never played.
Busking outside?
No.
Oh.
No, they were inside. And they never played the same song twice.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was incredible.
Wait, it was an actual full-length concert?
From what I gather,
Wow.
Should just be reading the email.
Oh, my God. Yeah, look at how many people.
Maybe we can get a fact checker on that, too. Since we're doing so well with 7-year-olds with ALS.
Was that Wrigley?
Wow.
Uh-oh. Oh, no,
the boner line.
Now I brought the Beatles into it. Oh, shit.
Oh, I can't wait for the boner line.
It's Fish. Their choice. Get mad at them. Don't get mad at me. Oh, by the way, somebody sent me a 5 minutes of stand-up on why I hate the Beatles, which was really funny. Did I send that to you, Brandon? I meant to.
Yeah.
Sure seems fishy.
Maybe we do that. Do we have time to call?
What?
Oh, breaking news.
What?
My friend Danny Gio just sent me a text. Will Nick help the Cubs?
Oh, Cass.
Breaking news?
Really?
I don't know.
I haven't seen that update yet. Or is he just speculating?
The trade deadline was 4 o'clock. Green, by the way, to Atlanta. Physical pending. It's not a sports podcast, by the way. Trudy yawned. At the mere mention of Green going to the Braves, she yawned.
Yep, Cubbies.
Really? And he wrote Nick? Did you correct him and say, it's Nicholas? Remember he changed his name?
People call him Nick, though.
Nope, it's just Nicholas.
What did they get? I'm sure they got a haul of great young players.
Why would they want him?
I don't know. I don't even know where they want him to play. Should I ask Danny?
I don't know.
Where is he?
I don't see what the return is. I haven't seen what the return is for Green.
They probably just gave him away to get rid of the salary for the rest of the year.
You know it's nothing. They got nothing back.
We got a video of him hugging his teammates in the doggo.
Oh. Hi, Nick. Hi. Bye, Shane. No, so we get to have Boyd for another 6 months? I will
marry you. Oh, he made comment, too. I think this is on Twitter.
The worst part, truly, is that I made some real friends here, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see them again.
That was the music they were playing in the clubhouse, I guess, too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that was, but no, that music underneath the quote.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that is.
The worst part, truly, is that I made some real friends here.
What is that music?
I'm not sure if I've ever seen it.
From Mark Cuban's collection.
Apparently. It's Cube's birthday today, by the way.
Oh. It's Cube's birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
And apparently the Tigers got Joey Wentz and Travis Demerit. I don't know.
Oh, cool. Great.
Are they high-ranking prospects?
I'll look at them. I don't know.
No one knows who they are.
That music reminded me of the fact that I've been on this deep dive online, which is pretty funny. There's this guy, and at first I was making fun of him, and I will still make fun of him, but he does all these videos like the 20 best guitar licks in rock history, the 20 best acoustic riffs in rock history. And anyway, somehow, because I've looked at a bunch of them, today the 20 best keyboard things came up, and then the best 20 bass lines.
Is this guy's name Claudio?
No, his name is Rick Beato.
Oh, okay, I see that one too. Boy, he's got a very distinguished look.
I wrote him down, I know. And the first time I watched it, I was like, no, this is an excuse for him to play them.
Of course.
He just wants to show us that he knows all these riffs. And since then, I don't know, I think he gets a lot of downloads. It's a lot of streams.
Top 20 electric guitar intros of all time.
He's got to have a million, right? Something like that.
Top 20 acoustic guitar intros of all time. Yeah, almost a million subscribers.
Well, maybe we'll do the keyboards today. Oh, it says the 20 best drum. I don't know if there's not solos, but just songs with drumming.
Drum solos.
Then he does also like why this song is so great.
Yeah, he's got too many dumb things. Stick to the 20
it's
best.
Weird though, when I
what makes this song so great?
If it's a song I like, I'll watch it, which is really stupid. But I went through the keyboard and the bass thing, and I realized, hey, 40 minutes of my life just went by.
Top 10.
Listen to that motherfucker play those keyboards.
Yeah. I think that's from the piece. Anyway, 20 years ago, Michigan's most experienced ophthalmologist, Dr. Yalda, began performing LASIK. In 2019, he has over 30,000 satisfied patients, the majority of whom actually got better than 2020. Just as importantly, they threw away all that old technology. Glasses, contacts, stupid contact holders. Corrective eye surgery is about quality of life, and it's determined to be the safest surgery in all of medicine. Some 600,000 Americans get it every year. He's done over 20,000 multifocal lens exchange procedures that also eliminates reading glasses for those 45 and older to get along to go along with 20/20 or better for our vision. Dr. Yaldo's surgery takes just a few minutes. It's painless. You get to throw all those contacts, glasses, readers in the garbage, and it's very easy. Go to Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You're supposed to do this every 2 years anyway if you have any kind of glasses or contacts. You can look at new frames. You can look at sunglasses. You can get scripts put in them. You can get sunglasses without scripts, whatever you want. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you.
Yeah.
And there's a $1,500 deal right now off the regular price. $1,500.
Wow.
Mention the Drew and Mike program. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyesCenter.com. And do we have time to call Trump?
Yeah, we do.
Isn't Dave? We got it. Wonder how hard can it be to be named Trump these days?
That's a good question for him.
Yeah. I did read a story a couple months ago about some 11-year-old who's just being bullied unmercifully. And
it's not.
I think they were talking about.
It's not his son. Who's 11, right?
No, it's not Barron.
Not Barron.
The New Jersey Turnpike Authority. Our normal business hours are 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Barron, who is a autistic, according to Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh.
Wait while I transfer
Dr.
your call.
O'Donnell?
Yes. I thought that was weird.
That is weird.
It seemed like she should have gotten a lot of shit for that.
But she says nothing for years, and then she comes out with that.
No, where is she? Returning more kids, probably. Is he ditching us again?
Oh, yeah, Reach. Dave Trump on the Patron Services Division. I'm either away from my death or assisting another patron.
We better not leave another messenger. He won't answer for a year.
Your name?
He loves this song.
It's all about the background music. He probably identified his voice on the message.
Did I say memorabilia?
Oh, come on. You're giving too much credit.
Okay, let's see. Where? Oh, I know.
Wait, you were talking about something before that text came in. What was it?
I was talking about, Bachelor of the Beatles.
You're going to make a very silly. Bachelor. Oh, I know. The top 20 keyboard sounds.
Should we do the Bachelor first? I thought it was really. I thought it was entertaining. I really think anybody, if you say you hate The Bachelor and it's all we talk about, I think you'll find this entertaining. And mostly, I want to rip on Hannah. Although this guy's a total dolt. I mean, he's a total loser. Her parents were like, "No, not this guy.
Well,
he's a loser. He's never." And they kept saying, "He won't be able to support you," which I thought was very sexist.
Yeah, I heard you wondering about that. That is really dumb.
How do you support you?
She should be able to support herself. Plus, does she want to? You want to be married to somebody named Jed? Really?
I don't think this guy's that hot
either.
That's
all the Jeds I know.
Okay, she just found out.
I don't think this guy's that hot either.
She thinks he's so hot. She just found out from People Magazine that the ex from before the show, and she kicked the guy out the first night of the show because someone said, he had a girlfriend until 2 days ago. And he was like trying to explain, we really, really broke up. She's like, come on, get out of here. I mean, she was really like rushing the guy out the door. She's a total bitch. But anyway, so there's your setup. He's coming to explain.
How much do you think he knows what this is about?
I think he knows because People Magazine came out with it.
Oh, you mean NARC Magazine?
Yeah, NARC Magazine busted him.
No so, bro code when it comes to People Magazine.
She's answering the
door. She needs to fix the switch plate by the door. She's been cracking it.
Possibly the worst hug ever.
Yes, you.
Well, she's got one resting bitch face, too. Trudy, pay attention. This is important.
I'm sorry.
A female perspective here. Now, remember, too, she just nailed this guy. She nailed this guy four times in the windmill. Another guy, like 3 weeks ago.
Wait, that's the guy she nailed?
No, no, it was another guy.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know the backstory.
And she's bragging about it.
She should. Good for her.
I like to get my sex on.
Miss Alabama, after all.
I don't even know where to start. Why did you wait till all this happened? To tell me.
She didn't want her to know?
Or yeah. Not even to tell me, to let me find out what actually happened.
What are you talking about?
Well, because there was two very different views of what actually happened. So I guess I'll start with that. So you can have the full.
See how that goes.
What do you mean there's two very different views on what happened?
Well, there's her view and there's his view. I mean, meaning the ex. The ex's view.
And October.
By the way,
yes.
How dare she come at him like that? Why didn't you tell me? That sounds like being scolded, actually.
She's
a child.
She's very scoldy and also very judgmental. Yeah. And also, she will imply during this thing that I took all the steps to fall in love. Like, she did everything the way it's supposed to be done, including nailing a guy four times in a windmill who's another dude. I don't know. She's just... He's also competing with 29 dudes for her. So you can't tell her shitty information or it's over.
I was very single. I was with going out with my friends and just being young, having fun. And I didn't feel like it was an exclusive thing. I was dating around.
Oh, and don't say that.
It never felt like a relationship to me.
I was dating around.
So you're not just dating her. You're dating other girls too. Like, jump didn't you on tell that. Them?
No, she was like the one that I was like, I just spent the like, most.
Did you see his face? He goes, no. I know. Like he realized.
He kind of knew he screwed up.
He realized his mistake. Watch his face.
There's a lot of words I want to grab back for him.
Felt like a relationship to me.
So you were not just dating her, you were dating other girls too? Like, didn't you tell them?
No, she was like the one that I was like, I just spent the like, most time with her. And we were hanging out like a few times.
She's the one I fucked the most.
What is hanging out a few times? Like, what is that? Is that like you meet her and then you like hook? Like, what? I just want to know what that
anyone
is. Like,
penis?
Truly.
It's like you at the windmill.
This is the time
to great
be
answer.
As blunt as I am.
Yeah. We had gone to some friends' riders' rounds together. We had gone to a dinner together, and then after dinner together, we had slept together.
Nice.
And
there you go, buddy.
She had just came to my house, and I think we watched a movie.
And then slept together. Probably.
No, he just said he slept together,
after
then
that,
they watched
we
the movie.
We took a trip to Gatlinburg and stayed at a cabin.
Just y'all two?
Huh?
Just y'all two?
Yeah.
Just
y'all
two.
I got a cabin for free.
Okay. Ooh,
she hit herself on the forehead.
What does it matter that he banged this chick in Gatlinburg versus wherever else he was nailing her?
Romantic cabin.
Gatlinburg?
In the Smoky Mountains. Yeah, you know, they have a lot of those little getaways.
Well, how do you know his apartment isn't romantic?
So if somebody wants a PC, they should take you to Gatlinburg? Is that what you're saying?
If you want to close the deal with Trudy.
John Glenn in Gatlinburg. Trudy's ultimate fantasy.
And Tin Man. Listen to Tin Man.
Hot. Yeah. I'm all revved up.
You told me to tell the truth.
I want you to tell the truth, okay, but I'm also going to react to the truth and be like, what the freak?
Okay.
And you're not dating? Okay, go ahead.
There was not a
label. Oh, they show the people crying in a little corner.
I never was like, this
clapping.
Is my girlfriend.
Were you like still hooking up with other chicks?
Yeah.
Like you were. With guys.
Like, exactly.
God, what a bear trap you said has put in.
I know.
Go to Gatlinburg.
We leave the cabin and it's like close to my parents' house. They're like, stop by, whatever.
Oh,
so
she met
by.
The parents.
She met my parents. We go back to Nashville. Life goes on. January rolls around. It's my birthday.
Heads up.
I've never had anyone throw me a surprise birthday party. She has like rallied all my friends. And there was like a cake. And I just get excited over all that stuff. I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, I didn't expect anyone to do anything.
What a child.
And she's like, and I got you this. It was from her parents. Her parents got me
a gift.
Vacation to the Bahamas.
What?
Tell me it was for your birth.
It's for my birthday, but the date of the vacation's on her birthday.
But you don't call that dating?
She's really hung up on that.
He
doesn't.
Can we pause?
Yeah.
Should just say at this point that, you know what? I should not have said we were dating. Let's just get that behind us. That was a mistake. That was wrong. It was more than dating.
Yeah. Totally. Well, he's meeting her parents and she's meeting his parents who bought him a vacation.
But his parents live nearby. That was just an accident.
He also said he was dating around or seeing
other... He was banging a couple other chicks, too.
Simultaneously, that dude's world all fell apart because everybody in that chain now knows what happens. And the girl now she's bitching him out.
There's no retap in that chain.
He's facing new problems when he gets back to Nashville. Yeah, and there's more coming.
He's going to have the same conversation like 10 times.
After my birthday, you know, a few weeks go by, we go on this trip. 3 days before we leave, I got, you know, asked if I'd be interested in the show. I like tell her, I'm like, she's obviously sad, but she's also like excited. I was thrown off because like, I think it's kind of like not logical to hang out with somebody who's considering doing a dating show.
Well, it didn't seem like it was a dating show to you. It was just for your career.
Yeah.
In my mind, yeah. I was going there
wrong?
For a music thing.
Wrong reasons.
And you probably kept reassuring her. It was a music thing. You don't have to worry. I know this is what happened.
Her voice.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I told her it was like, this is going to be like a really good thing for music. Like, this is like it. Like,
I'll play a song when I engage, get engaged.
Shouldn't he say
sounds like he's
point,
straining to do some explaining.
Shouldn't he say something? Hey, it's not about her. It's about you and me now.
He needs to say something.
What can he say? Or is he just, he should just go to the whole, what do you want me to do?
I agree. It's too much information.
What is the point now? But, you know, this is that different generation that likes to open up.
Let's not get bogged down in details here. I made a mistake. Or let out a little bit at a time like the politicians do.
Exactly.
He really has no resources for, you know, lying or embellishing or anything.
He used all those up, I think.
He's kind of a zero.
At this point.
Yeah.
He is a total zero.
I would doubt that this could actually ever be a relationship thing. I'd go in there and actually like someone.
When you said you were coming for music, I thought, oh, like he doesn't know what this is about. Not knowing, it was like a conversation all the time with another girl that you were talking to. And it's like that makes it totally different.
Let's talk about some music.
Yeah. And she was upset because I'm leaving and we're sitting there on this extravagant trip. I had been drinking. I'm not going to make that an excuse, but I had been.
We have to know it was extravagant.
I told her that I loved her.
Oh!
When I said it, it didn't feel right, and I knew that it was a mistake because I was leaving.
That's a lie.
And I banged a chick on the way to the airport.
It is selfish.
Then I banged a chick on the airplane.
It's so selfish to her. It's selfish to me. Oh!
That's always about her.
Didn't know you then!
That's...
No.
Look at his
so
fake
I leave.
Pain.
It doesn't look very real, does it?
And no.
After I landed in LA and started this whole thing, that was like a goodbye for me, which is not a proper goodbye. It's not the right way to do it. It's not close to the right way to do it.
How was it a goodbye? Because you know I've seen the text messages.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a verbal goodbye.
No, it was a I love you 444.
What's 444?
Also,
I don't
bye.
That's what he should have said.
Is it 444 EVS?
Oh, by the way, she saw the text messages in the People magazine or NARC magazine NARC story.
Four, does it have to do with a love is four letters? Or I mean,
I love you? One's one letter, one is four, and one is three. Shouldn't have been 1-4-3?
Wait.
What does that mean?
Didn't somebody use that number?
Yes, I remember from like the Scott Peterson book or something.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't remember.
So corny. They would just go 1-3-4. 1-3-4.
No, really? That was...
Yeah.
Right.
Did you find 444 what it means?
I don't know. I just see different things about spirituality and loyalty.
Well, maybe that's it. That could probably,
His girlfriend, by the way, the one he left behind, was, I thought, better looking than Hannah.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, really?
I never really liked Hannah. Hannah was...
Depends on the picture.
Could be maybe the reason he's totally spilling is because he wants out.
Yeah, look at the second picture there with that. Check that out.
That one, she looks great.
Oosh, that's the
That one, not so much, though.
Oh, it's windy.
This woman's a chameleon. She's broken her silence, by the way.
Oh. What'd she say?
Well, we'll get to it.
She's pretty. Yeah. Oh, man.
Nope.
How could he leave her?
I know. Plus, but see, there's the picture where she doesn't look so great. Yeah.
That ship has sailed.
Yep, you're right, Judy.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't.
To me, I ended it in my heart, not verbally.
How? You said you loved her on a phone call and a text the day of.
It didn't. I know.
Stop
talking.
You
said you loved me. I hope you die.
I didn't know until I met you. I just was on a different page than her. And I was tossing around three of the most powerful words that you can say to somebody.
Oh, shut
up. Like it was just some like.
And it's not just
I'm
the words.
I'm gonna come? Is that the three
night
words?
Before you left. Like that just. This is obviously humiliating for me. My brother's getting messages. My mom's getting messages. And I.
Like his brother, like her brother cares.
I have text messages from other girls from the night after I was in Nashville.
On the hometown.
These two girls are in your apartment.
Hang on. Didn't I see her say, I love you, to Peter, and then...
Yes, then I'm falling in love with you.
The other guy walks up,
yes.
And she, like, runs and throws herself and wraps her legs
around
her.
That's Hannah.
I love you.
Anything Hannah does is okay.
Well,
She can dry hump every guy in The Bachelor.
Why is he not meaninglessly allowed to say I love you to someone? And she can meaninglessly say,
because she was in love with him. She went through all the steps.
She had a proper goodbye.
Okay, don't start.
I'm confused.
Anybody, Trudy, I'll ask you. She just said, what about these pictures? A couple girls in your apartment after I left Nashville. Because she went to the hometown visit to meet his parents during The Bachelor. And there's a picture that a couple girls sent him of them in his apartment.
Yeah.
What's the right answer here? What does he say?
Squatters? Sublet. They're subletting his apartment.
He's in the apartment. It's like they're partying or something. Just having fun.
They're backup singers. For his dog food jingle.
That's a really good answer.
Does he have a roommate?
I don't know.
Yeah, they could be his roommate.
Yeah, there's two of them. Hey, look, there's two of them. Only one of me. We're not in a three-way. What, are you crazy?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, let's see what he does.
Yeah, we didn't even know who they were.
Oh. Oh, threw him in a pool.
I didn't expect that.
Threw him in the pool.
What is throwing him in
Everything
the pool
Everything you do affects me. If you were engaged, why would you just... Oh. Allow people, girls, to come. Can at least just not tell me afterwards?
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have, obviously. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
It's very hurtful because I am like, here, I know what I want. I know what, I've been doing all these things to be prepared.
Yeah, because you boned a couple dudes.
For this.
And she tried them all out.
I was so, in the right place for it. And so it sucks.
I know this.
It's like...
You feel betrayed?
Betrayed?
Ask questions.
Hey, what is he doing?
How would you ever be ready to be engaged?
Pause for a second.
I've been doing all the freaking stuff.
I've been doing all the steps. What steps?
The steps.
Shut up.
I don't know what the steps are.
At this point, first of all, I find her so unlikable anyway.
Uh-huh.
I would just go, you know what? Obviously, this is over. Let's just call it a day. I don't want to hear any more of this. You know, I feel really bad about what I said and what I did. But this is really bumming me out. I don't think we're going to be together. You're going to dump me anyway, and I don't think I want to be with you either.
Well, why would he want a lifetime of being humiliated and dominated by this individual?
I know.
Because
in this guy's head, Drew.
Jed.
He's thinking, there's still a chance to retap this.
Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away, I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
I think he really digs her. I mean, that was a lot of stuff to go through. I don't know. He could have just thrown the thing at the end and been the runner-up and gone to Bachelor in Paradise and nailed tons of chicks.
Yeah.
He can't get a date, so he's doing this instead.
Steps. And knew what I wanted. There's just a lot that does feel like it's like...
Now he's going into silent mode, finally.
Being noticed, and it feels like it's like using me, our relationship, for that.
I don't want you to feel that way, so what can I do?
What can I do? He's at the bargaining part.
Demonstrate otherwise with that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Nothing. There's nothing. It's over. Did I break up with her yet, by the way? Because I want to if I didn't.
I'm ill.
That is what I'm doing, and everybody hates me.
That's what he should just say. Is there more?
Yeah, there's one more. Just walked outside.
Where's she going?
I don't know. But if he can get over her banging this guy four times in one day, can't she get over this?
Right. Birds of a feather.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so fucked here.
His family, when she visited, was like, I don't think he's ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen a family that was so against somebody on this stupid show getting married. Oh, there's silence.
They were so outraged. The entire audience is like, oh.
Bachelor crowd does not know what to do.
That's enough. What's hilarious is when they bring her out, you know, live, and she gets a standing ovation. And he comes out 10 minutes later. And is like, applause. Actually, if you want to go speed ahead to that, it's fucking hilarious.
So he's actually the first person I felt comfortable enough around to Let it out my butt.
So his album.
He was in love.
Oh, the stupid.
Oh my God, she came back in and they talked some more.
Yes, I know. It's horrible. It's painful.
Why didn't he leave when she was outside? That was his out. Oh, look, he's fake crying.
Yeah, oh, was he fake crying?
I gotta see him fake crying here. Yeah, he's rubbing his eyes really hard in case he, just trying to muster up a tear.
That's a good idea.
I'm not proud of it.
No tears. No.
In terms of me pulling it back has now put me in this position.
Put us.
Us? No, him. You're on the attack.
Like
it's not just you.
Oh, the crowd. Shut up, crowd.
That's what I hate, because I know that...
She plays with her engagement ring, and the crowd goes crazy.
It hurts, Jed.
I did so much soul searching when I was there and was able to, like...
He's thinking of buzzwords to say.
You're right.
What he should just say.
When I got
back
home...
You're still rude to me, damn it!
I did not care.
And you know what else bothered me?
What?
Uh-oh. When you got home and I asked you about, like, telling your friends, and like, yeah, I told him I won. It makes me mad.
I got engaged to my love, which is a better way of saying it. But
now
totally
like hurts worse because now like then I was like,
what am I a prize?
Why did you say that?
Don't
say
start
it,
throwing out another thing here and there. Stick to the topic.
Everything.
It's a cut.
There's losses. Enough shit right
and
here.
Came for this and then this,
for that,
and this
and then saying I won. That's yeah.
And it makes sense now why your family was so. Like,
would anybody want to be with either of these zeros?
It does. Oh. Now it like makes me feel like
no, it's why they're almost perfect for each other.
Family and they were so like skeptical of it.
I win.
I know that I had opportunities to tell you, but every time it's like I would get there and I would stop myself because it felt like I would just lose you. Which is selfish on me. Not that
that's 29 other guys he's competing with.
I deserve
with.
To know that to.
Make
you, my freaking decision. You already know I was freaking struggling.
Guy's a selfish pig. Okay. Well,
whoa,
let's do
let's
that.
Stop talking with this guy.
So, do you think that she can get over this?
No, I
don't.
Oh, she can't.
No
she
way.
Can't. She no. can't. She said, "No, I can't get over it." He came out and Harrison asked him, "Well, do you still love Hannah?" He's like, yeah, I still love Hannah.
What? No.
He goes, do you still do you still love Jed? No. No, I'm over it. Wish you well, though.
Well, hasn't she
somebody
already
got a dick?
She's already like.
That's Harrison in the commercial break.
Somebody got a dick.
And the next one comes in. Isn't she trying to set up another thing with Tyler though, like a retap? Like
Tyler came
is
out.
It, is
and
it okay?
She asked him on a date.
Yeah, so they're going out.
Wait, which one's Tyler?
A drink.
Tyler's the former football player. He's super hot. You can speed ahead and see him.
Super hot.
Yeah, is he the one that she turned down? Was he one of the finalists?
Yeah, he's the guy she dumped at the end.
Okay. I didn't know if that was
the one. You didn't see my Twitter?
Oh, sorry.
I want to send out a tweet of his face, like, as he was proposing, and the face after she said, no. I'm in love with someone else.
Oh.
Because he had this really confident, he's a real confident guy.
Well, she told him she loved him, though. Didn't she tell
she
him
did,
she
yeah,
loved
she,
him?
She did,
yeah. She told Peter she loved
him. Those are the three most
pilot,
powerful
she
words.
Him.
I know, she's throwing him around.
I love you.
Can't just throw I love you around.
All right, get ready for Dr. Roche Trudy.
Oh, okay.
Stacking them deep and selling them cheap. Selling cars like candy bars, slinging heaps to all good peeps. These are a few things our friends at Zot Ford and Holly are all about. Plus, some would say they're poets and they might just know it. Either way, Zot Ford is known for their massive inventory, award-winning coffee, leather massage chairs. They have award-winning coffee? Is that for real?
Mm-hmm. won an award.
I think someone's taking license here.
No, it's the best coffee in Holly.
J.D. Power?
Best auto coffee in Holly.
Fresh movie-style popcorn, foosball, incredible deals, and fast, friendly customer service. So, if you want to support the podcast, and I certainly hope you do, if I find out that things have fallen apart at Zot because Maz left, I don't know if I can go on. I don't know if I can go on. I really don't.
Oh, my God. Broken up with The Bachelorette and then this?
If you're interested in supporting the podcast and saving fat stacks of cash while buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, head to Zot Ford today in Holly. That's where Gary, Gabara, Anthony, Janie, Stacy, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will make all of your automotive dreams come true. Just ask Pedro. Surf their bombastic deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
I love how you put it. Just ask Pedro. You can peel off the years with Dr. Roche. She's putting a new face on people in
August.
Are
you peeling off the years?
Throwing away the time. Yeah.
Throwing away the time?
I don't know what it is, but it's been a long time since I've heard that. It's a good song, by the way. I love that tune. What? Oh, you hate Steely Dan.
No, I don't hate Steely Dan.
I appreciate Steely
someone
Dan.
In the house likes them and plays them.
Who?
Julie likes them.
Oh.
And her dad likes
them. Oh, like good taste, Julie.
I'm just a little, I don't know.
If you want to go back to when Steely Dan, when you, you know, okay. The face that you had when Steely Dan was big, you should go to Dr. Roche because he's putting a new face on people in August with minimally invasive procedures to smooth wrinkles, unsagify your jowly spots, and restore the main glaring indicator of age, which is the neck. Yeah, you can make that smooth and blotch-free and unturkify it with face-tight, skin-tight, nose-reshaping, and a 3D facelift, all minimally invasive from Dr. Roche. Dr. Roche, making the Drew and Mike listeners more beautiful for, I would say, 25 years, wouldn't you?
What's the new lyric here? Are
you
gathering at
the D? What?
You didn't, well, you started the read with the new lyric. Was no. It,
are you reeling
in the years? Oh, you said reeling in the years. I thought you said, okay.
Stowing away the time. Stowing away the time. Oh. Are you gathering up the tears? No, I'm not. What? I don't know what that means. Are you gathering up the tears?
That's what it means. Hey, this is another talking song. He's really not singing there.
Kinda. You know what I was thinking when I declared that was the brave men of the Green Beret. Remember?
Yeah.
That song?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
When the guy talked his way through the, oh God, and everybody was so inspired by it. Anyway, you got a little bit of a gut too. There's the first ever fat loss laser, which is Zerona Z6, yeah, seriously contours and it takes down that little like bag of popcorn effect in your legs and your butt. He's kind of singing, right?
As much as Donald Fagen was.
I remember
Barry Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Yeah,
that's the one of the talking songs that I was thinking of. When
I was trying to come up with a list of talking songs, and I couldn't think of that many. But
well, did you think
Matt Riley mentioned? Wait, no, Maz, or was it Matt Riley that mentioned? No, it was Matt mentioned Convoy.
Convoy is one. Oh my God.
Which led to Hot Rod Lincoln.
Yeah, Hot Rod Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't Reeling in the Years, isn't that a little bit of talking there? Or no?
The Weekend at the College.
There's a lot of songs. Every time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The Weekend at the College. A little bit. I don't think it can compete with Convoy.
No,
I think it's in a lifetime.
You can't. Steely Dan would never even have a chance.
Well, maybe it's because Steely Dan gargles my balls.
They're incredible.
They really aren't good, man.
Old Steely Dan.
If I ever listen to Steely Dan, I want you to slice my head off with an Al Jarreau LP.
I don't know why.
Oh, my God, how funny.
I think my favorite Steely Dan song, and I really hate revealing this, is Ricky Don't Lose That Number.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. I like that song.
I'm sorry that I'm slightly bummed out.
Like Dirty Work?
I know. I understand.
Dirty Work's good. I like Dirty Work.
Dirty Work's okay.
Do it again, please.
Yeah. This is Drew's favorite one.
Asia's a great record. FM and Asia.
Why do they have to do this part? Like the marimba. I don't
know. The part Drew gets off
Ted Patchell was in the studio. Just getting wacky.
Ted Patchell.
He looks so much like Ted Patchell.
And now Peg is something different to me than it used to be. Yeah,
they were the one thing that annoys me about Steely Dan. I had to smack that intro first. Was that they're kind of the musician band? Uh-huh. Like everybody, I think Steve Lukather said everybody wanted to do a solo in a Steely Dan record, and he did.
Really?
Yeah. They had a lot of outsiders come in because their chord progressions were, I guess, a little complex.
Oh,
ooh, I know, ooh.
So this is about a young.
It's a jazzy rock band.
Weird sex practice.
This one is? Well, I know Steely Dan's named after
name
a dildo.
Is, yeah. The,
from On the Road? Wasn't it On the Road? Kerouac? No.
One of the Beatles. I just know they've told that story a million times.
Right. But this one, did you ever hear the real thing behind Peg?
I did not. Oh, Peg.
This is
oh.
Deacon Blues.
Oh, is that what that is?
Is that really about pegging?
Oh. No. By the way, I just learned that term. I had no idea what the term for that was. I didn't really even know. I feel like I was so naive.
Did you run into it on Pornhub?
No.
No, it's part of our research here on the show.
Yeah, I was doing research with Brandon. He taught me.
Dude, it's great. You got to try at least once.
Pornhub.
Right, Brandon?
Okay, just to mix things up, I'll go to the Rick Beato Top 20 keyboard sounds of all time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he ranked these. I think
it's the top 20 rock.
Thanks for listening to Drew Rick Beato.
This is the fifth installment in the series. We started with drums, then we went to guitar.
I'll just read them and save you 20 minutes.
He looks like Stoney.
At least. Yeah, he seems like an okay guy. He's making a nice living doing this, I think, because he gets a lot of streams. But his list includes Whiter Shade of Pale, which I thought was a great pick.
That's really a good
intro. That was Greg Allman playing.
No, it was not Greg Allman.
Riders on the Storm, which is a cool keyboard part. Light My Fire, the Vox Continental of Manzarek.
Is Denny McLean in here? Because he has a keyboard.
Denny didn't make the
list. Won't you light my fire?
You know, it's weird because I forgot about this part of the song, but Jessica by the Allman Brothers, Chuck Lavelle, has a real nice solo in there. Mm-hmm. Gary Numan, Cars. Oh. I guess it's a nice riff.
Oh, it's this part, though, isn't it?
I could play that.
There's three different things happening, I think. He explains it all.
That was Gary Numan playing his 1979 hit Cars live, which was off the Pleasure Principle album. The Mini Moog, which doubles the bass, and the Poly Moog, which plays...
That's more info than I needed.
Knock it off. Then there's Imagine by John Lennon. Uh-huh. Pink Floyd, Echoes, 23 minutes of Echoes, Richard Wright's keyboard playing. Mm. Boston Hitchin' a Ride.
No.
And he mentioned, I know. He also mentioned, and I thought it was poignant, Long Time, the lead up to, that keyboard mess.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool, I have to admit. Yeah. Foreplay, Long Time.
Yes.
Then the great Rod Argent of Argent. Hold your head up.
That is
a hell of a solo.
Oh, yeah. That is a really good one.
Rick Wakeman on Bloody Well Right. Oh, no. He was in Supertramp. Supertramp, Bloody Well Right. But Rick Wakeman does come in with Yes, Ed. But there it is. Argent! Rod! The only rock and roll Rod I can think of.
Rod Stewart?
Oh, yeah. Duh. Rod didn't play an instrument, though. Rod Stewart. Is there any other Rod that I'm not thinking of? Rod Stewart, Rod Argent?
10K for a wife, Rod.
I thought of him first. I did.
Rod Blagojevich.
He's got a big solo in the middle. That's pretty cool, I have to admit. This is a good song. Why does a classic rock play Hold Your Head Up? That's a good song.
Oh, I don't know. It's a super long song, but...
But wouldn't that be a nice, like, fresh, wild track once in a while? Just saying.
Sure. It can't be in my day part, though.
Why? It's too heavy?
It's too long.
You know, he pointed out that FM radio used to play, because a lot of these songs are long because they've got big keyboard parts.
Wait, who pointed out? Rick Beato?
Yes, Rick Beato.
Okay, cool. Well, it carries a lot of weight.
Why can't FM radio play long songs anymore? Is there a reason for that? Are they too...
Well, I mean, I think it depends on when you're hearing it, but I mean, people that... are listening, are supposedly listening on the job. Yeah. A lot of people do call.
They can't hear a long song at work.
Well, it's because...
Are you going to play 12?
On average, how long is Gen Z's attention span? This is a very short 8 seconds.
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work,
Remember, when this came out, probably the people listening to it were sitting at home smoking a bowl. So, different.
Well, you can't play...
I still like these songs. I was going to mention Rick Wakeman because he played... Did he play keyboards for Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. On Roundabout. And he also dressed up like a wizard! You have to include him! Rick Wakeman was a funny guy. Okay, Roxy Music. Brian Eno on Beauty Queen.
Cool.
Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
Well, that's got to be the best one, right?
It's pretty damn good.
Is Stevie okay?
I always
when it comes to any type of sound. Coming in at number 11.
funky.
I like Living for the City myself.
Yeah, me too.
What a great song.
I like when the guy's there and he...
That was, of course, Stevie Wonder playing a live version of Superstition.
Trippiato. Does he only use live versions?
He does book. For... Copyright,
I
think.
You want to hear what the clavinet sounds like off the actual recording?
No, I don't.
Check it out.
Shut up, baby dear.
That's kind of cool. Thanks, yeah, Beato.
It is.
Coming in at number 12.
He gets so hard when he's doing the electric riffs because he plays them all. And every now and then he goes, this one's really hard to play, but I'm going to play it. And he goes into it. Very few people can play this, but I'm going to play it right now.
I don't see him playing any keyboards.
How in the world would this dude ever have had a million people listening to anything he said before the internet?
Not likely. Not likely. But moving on, Angie, Nicky Hopkins.
Not only is it the melody and the great chord progression, but Nicky Hopkins' piano solo and piano part throughout the tune is just unbelievably beautiful.
Nicky Hopkins! Jump by Van Halen.
Oh, gross!
Eddie plays that, doesn't he?
It scarred me.
The keyboard?
Yeah, doesn't Eddie play it? Or, I don't know.
Yeah, who else who would did play it, that? I guess.
Ah, no!
Is Rick Beato perhaps in that band? Zeppelin, Thank You, John Paul Jones.
Wait, and what about Trampled Underfoot?
Ooh, no Trampled better, Underfoot.
Yeah, that's
a better one. Beato.
Tony Banks, Behind the Lines.
When I began making my list for this video, one of the first things that popped into my head was the organ sound from the Zeppelin song, Thank You.
I wish you'd get out of my life and shut up.
That was my wedding song.
Thank You is a great song. Trudy will appreciate this. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Keith Emerson on the keyboards for Lucky Man.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Cool. Very cool.
Now, why you picked Elton John, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me? I'm not sure that's a good piano riff.
Elton John is all keyboard.
I just would have thought Tiny Dancer.
What about Benny and the Jets?
Benny and the Jets.
That is awesome. I love this version.
It is awesome.
It's so raw.
She's really keen. She got electric boots, a mohair suit. You know I read it in a magazine.
When I think of Elton John's piano sound, I think of a bright sound and I think of really melodic hooks, right? Like the beginning of this. Da, 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 da. But if you think of songs like Your Song, there's so many of them that have these incredible hooks. Right at the beginning of the song.
I wish you could just shut your big mouth.
But she cannot.
Yeah.
And then let's not leave out, of course, two final ones. Smoke on the Water.
Oh, cool.
John Lord, who is related to the Lord, by the way, as Deep Purple fans know. And let's see.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. As Rick Beato pointed out, it's played through a Marshall. That's a keyboard through a Marshall.
Really?
I believe. What? I think that's what he said.
Aren't they always...
I'm deferring to Beato on this.
Oh, okay.
Lastly, we have John Lord from Deep Purple. His Hammond organ is actually not going through a Leslie. It's going through a Marshall amp.
Thank you.
Amp. That's
y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
That's as heavy as any rock guitarist. I don't care who it is.
And then finally...
put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
He points out, I don't know if he pointed out on this song, but he's talking about tones are very important in terms of his top 20, and he includes Strawberry Fields, the Beatles, which is actually McCartney.
But for the most part, these are all keyboard sounds by keyboardists. That's all for now. Please subscribe here to my Everything Music YouTube.
Okay.
All right, I'll save the top 20 bass lines if you prefer.
Recording, there's pretty much three mics that we use.
Get out of here. Jesus.
Wait, you know, shut up, man. I know you are in trouble, mate.
He's like one of those people who is knowledgeable, but do you need to really hear everything he has to say?
No, his videos are too long.
The 121 and 57 for years. Oh, I'm going to show you what it sounds like and how to do it. Coming up next.
Is that Rick?
Yeah.
That's a tease.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention that... They're commercials in the middle of it.
Yeah,
he twice.
Did, that's what he was just doing was a commercial. His own commercial.
I've noticed that a lot lately. Is that a new phenomenon?
You mean on YouTube? Or,
yeah.
No.
A lot, is that like in the last couple of years?
Yeah, it'll interrupt. Oh, yeah. It'll interrupt your video for a new commercial.
Well, I feel like just dumping out at that point. I'm so miffed.
Oh my gosh!
It's like mid sentence too. It's not even in a normal break.
Wait a second. Is this who I thought it was?
What I have on him is a high pass filter at 50 hertz, just to get out any of the rumble. The cabinet's going through.
Just wait. I want to see what two I think
a lot
it is.
Of bottom end, and what? That's gonna
top 20.
Take care
oh,
of
Amanda.
Oh, okay. Never mind. This one guy honestly looked like Gary Hoey, but it's not. Didn't he look like Hoey from the side, Trudy, a little bit?
Yeah, he does. The Hoey's new hair look.
Yeah.
Hoey rocked the studio lounge.
Oh, the studio or the tech?
Yeah, last week. He did. Huh. Now, he didn't include Layla in there,
ooh,
which is not only my dog's name, but that's a great piano riff.
We're in, but I only am using one mic stand, which is far superior. Okay, what?
How about Hornsby the way it is? Maybe he's pulled the Uncle Bob move on too many people and he doesn't get mentioned on any lists anymore.
Everyone's unfriended him.
Uncertain smile,
the.
I love the. Okay, yeah, the bass lines. I enjoyed all the lists, honestly.
Radio has a ton else. Of keyboard songs. I didn't hear any of those in there.
Yeah. Hey, what's happened to the keyboards? Does anyone play the keyboards anymore?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
Okay, Brandon. Brandon's prep today, I thought was very effective.
Oh, great.
Very timely.
Thanks,
I'm excited about this climate change event that's going on. mostly because all of the billionaires are there.
Really?
And then Harry Styles and Katy Perry are stopping by.
What
along
for?
With Orlando Bloom and his big crank.
Is Katy Perry trying to jumpstart her career again?
I don't know. What is she doing there?
Probably with Orlando Bloom, like you said.
He is there.
He's making her go.
And
I know you don't believe in climate change, but a storm's a-coming, baby.
Shut up.
I thought it was funny that they point out that Katy Perry rented this huge Maserati SUV that gets like 12 miles to the gallon at this thing.
Oh, how tone
I predict
deaf.
With the way things are going for her, too, she will crash it.
And somebody and counted 100 and what?
114 private jets came to this climate change event.
That's great. That's not your
kidding optics.
Me.
I don't know why that. I just laughed out loud when I saw that. And then
if Mike
also,
was alive, he'd remember that Al Gore did that too a lot.
Oh yeah, he is not afraid.
No,
of
he would say Al Gore's trying to sell you a carbon offsets. Remember that?
Yes.
Basically, I don't know the answer to your question. I've heard the same stories that you have, but in the
where is
the,
Al Gore?
Down
low.
Wouldn't you think he'd be bigger than ever?
He's fighting man bear pig.
The evidence was not there. Yes, he in is. The same
That was great when South Park brought him back. Basically, remember me?
And he's so serial all the time. Which I didn't get the joke, but it was funny.
It's great.
And then there's all these mega yachts that are there, too. Who was it brought their 400-foot yacht, which I think Katy Perry is on, and Orlando Bloom and his big crank. I don't know, just whatever. I mean, I'm not denying climate change. I'm just saying, if you're going to a climate change meeting, shouldn't it be at some central place where everyone doesn't have to take a private jet?
How about this? I don't care what Orlando Bloom has to say about climate change.
I'd
rather
either.
Hear from a nerdy scientist.
Wait a minute.
No one listens to nerdy scientists.
I'd like to hear stuff out of Orlando Bloom's
face. No, you like to look at
face.
Him. So have a scientist talk
an
and
awesome
have Orlando Bloom just go.
Totally.
Just open his mouth up and down.
Do you
while
think
a scientist
if
talks.
On the yacht and one of the scientists starts to drown, he can reel out the big giant crank?
His crank? Yeah.
Probably.
Grab hold of my crank.
I think he can.
I can't. It's too wet. And it's getting hard. I'm sliding right off.
We do have some important local news. One is the dodgeball lawsuit against the 10-year-old. At Erickson Elementary in Canton Township.
I didn't know they played dodgeball anymore.
I didn't either.
It's,
I was surprised.
By the way, it's technically not dodgeball. Did you know that?
I know. They have another name for
I've
it,
never,
but they said it's very much like dodgeball. And this 10-year-old hit another kid in the face, and the kid he hit in the face has some health condition that makes head injuries worse.
Why is
and
he
I guess
playing?
The 10-year-old throwing the ball should have known that.
Yeah, he shouldn't be in gym class.
Well, yeah. By the way,
recess, but I mean,
do his arms not work? He can't block a ball.
Not very good at tips.
I mean, but if he's got a problem with his face,
why is he
and
playing?
He's playing dodgeball, shouldn't you just put his hands in front of his face at all times and just be eliminated immediately?
He should learn a defensive action.
It's not that kid's fault, though, that threw the ball.
And the kid, by the way.
It's like when a player is injured in professional sports and plays and gets injured again. It's like, well,
yeah,
you're,
what do you
you're
think
healthy
is
enough
happen?
To, yeah, to play.
This is in Canton Township. So I'm watching the story, and all of a sudden I see this little kid. I'm like, oh, that must be the kid that threw the ball, because they're, you know, sort of talking about the bad part. And the kid's black. I said, oh, Canton, I was expecting to see a black kid.
Huh.
And it turns out he's...
Why?
I just thought Canton was... I would think it would be fairly white. I don't know why. It's just my mindset. And I may be completely wrong. Anybody, what is the makeup of Canton? Does anybody know? They said the school was predominantly white.
That's a big
district. And so
district,
this one black kid fires a dodgeball.
Oh, my God.
He's being charged.
Aw.
I know.
Man. And well, what about also,
I guess they dropped the charges, yeah. But there's pressure to reinstate. I mean, it was like, what?
Well, seeing the picture of the little kid, too, it was like.
I know he's wearing these little round glasses. And he said he gets straight A's. Looked like a really cute kid. Nice kid.
Oh, he was just playing a great game
just
of
can
dodgeball.
Fire a dodgeball.
But he's black.
No, his mom.
In Canton.
His mom's name came up. Do you want to see if she's listed, Brandon?
So I'm looking at, this is according to, I'm trying to see which census. This is 2010, so this is 9 years ago. But 72.2% white, 10.2% African American. So
about a little less than what the U.S. is. But doesn't that school district stretch towards the east side of Ypsilanti? And
I have no idea. I really don't know.
Westland on the other side.
Yeah. All I know is I thought I was going to see a white kid.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Said in this predominantly white school, this black kid, his mother feels he's been singled out, and the suit is so, the charge is so dumb.
Did he win the game, by the way?
They didn't say.
That's important.
A couple of other local things. Lawrence Davis, the guy that killed the guy after the car accident.
Yeah.
I also found out that he was driving head on in the wrong direction.
Oh,
and
really?
He hit the guy that he killed when he got out of the car, and he punched him.
Wait, I thought he was the passenger.
Well, I thought he was a passenger too. But the car he was in, whether he was driving or not, was driving in the wrong direction, wrong lane, whatever, and hit the other car head on. Then this guy gets out, punches the other guy, knocks him out, goes through his pockets to get his money.
Really?
Yeah, and then the guy kind of stumbles too, and he beats the shit out of him and kicks him in the head and kills him. He is dead at the scene. Yeah. That's how bad he beat this guy up. I mean, this story just sucks. Except that he has been found, and the thing that I didn't get from this story was, wait a second, he's hiding?
Yep.
I think he was hiding in an apartment. So is someone helping him hide?
That's
I mean, honest
question.
To God, this comes up all the time. Just like the, you know, the murderer that was turned in with the cell phone video playing because they might beat him up even though he's the one that kills people.
Yeah. I don't know. Where was he found at? You said an apartment.
I thought they said an apartment. And I just thought, oh, wait, he has a vacant apartment somewhere that no one knows about? Is this the mom?
Yeah, is it?
Kamishi? What's her last name?
Hello?
Is Kamishi there, please?
Nope.
Who would this be? This is the Drew and Mike show calling. This is Drew on the phone.
Yep. No Tanisha here.
Oh, okay. So this is not the
Lindley residence? Hello?
Nope.
Oh.
Okay. So you don't have a 10-year-old that's being charged for dodgeball for throwing a ball in a kid's face?
No, definitely not.
Okay. Have you received any other calls regarding this?
Oh. No.
Damn it.
Do you think the person that looked up the number was highly irresponsible?
Oh, that's a yes.
Yes, that is a yes.
Wait, what was he doing?
I don't know. It sounded like a garbage disposal.
What made that
noise?
Like
he had a roulette wheel or something. That's what I heard.
Was it necessary to spin after he answered the phone?
And then, do we have a boner line, Brandon?
Not today, no.
Not today, okay. Lou Simon, I heard today, is retiring.
Like,
what do you mean
this?
She's retiring? Yeah. Wait, she's still getting paid?
The number you have reached.
So the lady who presided over possibly the biggest disaster ever in the history of any organization is still being paid, and she's getting paid for 3 years, a total of $2.45 million. And while they're picking a jury, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're deciding exactly how this trial is going to move forward, is they charge her with lying to the police.
Yep.
Well, if she lied to the police about someone molesting gymnasts, then wouldn't you think that, I don't know, they'd stop paying her $800,000 a year?
Oh, she was on research leave before she retired. What was she researching?
So that doesn't, isn't there some cause if you lie to the police or if you're told someone is molesting someone and you don't care?
You would think two felonies, two misdemeanors. Does she still get that parking spot too? Isn't that part of her?
She's got tickets for the football team and basketball.
Doesn't she get to park anywhere on campus she wants?
Yeah, I think she does. And I think when she goes to these events, they have to kiss her ass too, even if she's in jail.
They have to call her Dr. Lou Simon?
Probably.
What a joke.
Yeah, that is a total joke. And, you know, it's always this way with colleges. Anytime the guy at Michigan State that was the horrible dean, that guy, he got retirement. He got all his dough. He may be going to prison, too.
Does he still get it?
Yeah, he was getting it. Because Engler wanted him blown out. And they said, that's such a hassle. I don't know if we can do that. And so he said, well, just let him retire then because I want him out of here.
Yeah, because wasn't there a battle between firing him or retiring?
Yeah, so Engler wanted to fire
him. That's right.
Yeah, and they said, you can't fire him.
That's nice.
I know. And there's a Michigan guy, the same thing. He's on paid leave.
This dude, yeah. Is this the opera dude?
Yeah, who assaulted a student.
What a hot mugshot, by the way.
Oh, with the colored hair?
No, not that one. I'm talking about, isn't he like 53?
Well, there's two cases. There's one where he and his husband, the two dudes, were arrested for assaulting someone in Houston, Texas, I think. And they apparently gave him Ambien or sleeping medication and then had their way with him.
You know what's interesting about this story? So that happened 9 years ago, but then a student came forward and said, that's pretty much the same thing you did to me like 2 years ago.
And there's multitudes of other students, too.
You're saying this Harvey Weinstein?
That dude, look at that. Isn't that cool mugshot?
Oh, that's talking about the other guy
who thinks he's hot.
Yeah. Well, they both think they're hot.
I wouldn't think they'd be a married couple. Well,
there's a married picture of Better Days. Aww. Whoa, that guy's packing on the pounds since they got married.
Wait, those are the same two guys?
Yeah.
That's the couple. That's the husband and husband that sexually assaulted, allegedly. I know. I'm just not quite used to this.
There he is in an opera.
He's playing Ronaldo.
This is what
knock it off.
What some people are angry about. There's another case that's more recent where this guy says he was a student of the professor. He was giving him lessons, I think. Mm-hmm. And he said he was drinking bourbon and he gave him a Tylenol PM or something, and he said, no, he gave me an Ambien, and he just went out, and he was sexually assaulted. Well, I guess, is this guy represented? Is Michigan providing him with a defense?
I have no idea.
They said
with the student or
they
the
were suggesting that the professor's defense is trying to out him and suggest that he's gay, like you liked it. Or you wanted it?
Well,
like, have you ever asked to answer all these questions? Have you ever had an experience sexually with a man? And, you know, are you bi?
Oh, well, it's good that sometimes that goes both ways. That only women aren't the ones who are getting that. Hey, did you want it?
Well, I know he's suing the school as well. So I know that, you know, they do have their own lawyers.
I got a fun fact.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan's trying to out gay people who don't want to be outed?
They were married.
Not saying he's gay?
Did you guys mention they were married by Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
What? No, we did not.
Yeah, she married him in 2014.
I'm so happy for them. Isn't she glad she did that?
I have another fun fact, too.
What? They got the kid to the apartment by offering to watch RuPaul's Drag Race with him.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
One of the other crimes in this story is how much is this professor made? See how much he made?
I don't remember.
$192,000.
An opera professor?
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
Now, Tuition these days.
A lot of testosterone in opera that I never knew about. Wasn't there a bunch of Me Toos in the opera world?
In New York, yeah.
Yeah, that one dude, oh my God, he wanted to get it on with everybody. So, yeah, that was Lou Simon.
Lou Simon.
And every picture of her, I just see Lou Simon.
Getting ready to yell?
I just don't see Luanna Simon. I see Lou Simon. I don't call people by three names anyway, but... and she...
You don't think she looks like she's ready to yell at you?
Yeah, probably. She seems more like a high school principal than her glasses. She just looks like a tough... A tough chick. A tough principal. President,
like Roger
whatever.
Ebert.
There's a resemblance. She does.
Oh, my God. What's with the Harry Potter glasses, by the way?
She thinks
it's part
cool.
of her act.
She could go to Yaldo, possibly, and maybe get some better ones.
I could see her screaming after an interception in a Michigan State game.
And throwing out a few expletives.
Wow.
Who the hell are you throwing to? With a short arm at Lowerkey. I don't know why. I guess it was the Michigan Opera story that reminded me of this. I was on Facebook, and I found out, I'm sure this happens to everyone now,
yeah,
that this person... I don't want to get real specific, but somebody that I grew up with, their brother's gay. Mm-hmm. He's like an activist now. It's like, wait a second. I never knew he's gay.
Really?
I mean, we're talking like...
Did you swim nude with
45
him?
45 years ago. I probably did swim nude with him. Probably, you know, 45 years ago I knew him.
45.
You know, until I went to college. But I never heard another word about him. The first thing I hear about him is he's gay. It was like, wow, that's weird.
And then you thought about swimming with him.
I did not think about it. Second thing. Brandon thought about it.
What?
Or Trudy thought about it.
First thing, how you nude like were you see, around yeah. this guy?
Awful sensitive about that, Brandon.
You like what you see, huh?
Not but that it matters.
Isn't that weird that, I mean, I don't walk around thinking about this guy. I probably thought about him maybe three times since I was 17. And then the fourth time I find out he's gay, and it's like, oh my God, it just.
And now you can't stop thinking about him?
Well, no, it's just, it's just very strange.
It's like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
I mean, he was.
What? Oh, is you gay or something?
In my brain, he was heterosexual for 59 years.
Is it because you feel like you missed the signs?
Oh, I don't know what it is. It
could have been
weird.
Me.
There was another guy.
I don't do no homophobic.
In my class who dated a real good friend of the girl I was going out with. And she used to always complain that he never wants to do anything to my girlfriend. And so I always thought, because he would always tell me, oh, yeah, we're getting it on. It's wild. You know. So I was like, somebody's lying here. What's going on? And then he came flying out of the closet like 3 years later, just flying out. I mean.
Same thing happened to Julie.
Oh, really?
A guy she liked and dated. It's like, he just seemed to be interested and thought it was her. Turns out totally gay.
Yeah, I had a college boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, I only
you turned
found
him
out,
gay. Is that what you're saying?
I think I may have, and I think I've talked about this before. But, yeah, but he
not enough.
But I was surprised. Actually, we broke it off and kind of went our separate ways, and only realized he was gay like maybe 20 years later.
No, you feel
you know
better
what
about
I mean? It's weird.
We made on everything.
Oh wow,
hey.
That's weird. And he could have been. He probably felt like throwing up. Did you think about that?
No. Now I do. But...
Oh. Hey, what does 444 mean?
It's breaking news.
This is breaking news.
The New York Post.
I think we need the sounder.
They probably just put it out.
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
I kind of wonder how this story is going to be turned here. Because the way, if you watch the show last night, you think, oh my God, she's wonderful. He's terrible. I mean, it was all about what an ass he is and how wonderful she is.
Mm-hmm. They're both
not that
idiots.
I care, but yeah. That's sort of how I felt. I love you. Don't forget, everything is always working out. 444. It all adds up. Meditate, pray, center yourself in positive energy. That's a guy texted that?
What?
He texted Haley.
Why doesn't he just text her?
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
He texted Haley Stevens a day. He flew to Los Angeles to film The Bachelor, writing, I love you. Don't forget that. Everything is always working out. 444. It all adds up. Meditate, pray, create positive energy in yourself.
Somebody get a dick?
Bachelor Nation took to Twitter, hoping to find answers behind 444. What does 444 mean?
I love you.
According to numerologist Ann Perry, the numerical combination packs a heavy meaning. The number 444 speaks of practicality, security, responsibility, initiation, with the intention of building solid foundations in life. Oh!
4, 5, 6, 50, you said.
Wow, that's a real shot to Hannah B.
Say that again. I'm so confused.
Who decided that?
I don't know. Trudy, I don't know who votes on half this stuff. I really don't. I never get to vote. The number 444 speaks of practicality, security, responsibility, initiation, with the intention of building solid foundations in life. The 444 is a triple vibration of the single number 4, which is, what do you mean triple vibration? It's number 3 times.
Doesn't mean anything.
Shut up with your triple vibration. It's 3 fours. which is all about foundations. Think of four posts into the ground. It speaks of honesty. Well, why aren't there four fours then?
But a plane
it's only
is
three fours. So
only
the
3 points to a plane, so that's flawed.
It speaks of honesty, integrity, and great work ethic.
Right, Zoov? Zoov knows what I'm talking about.
I think this is a good defense for the guy. You say, look, there's nothing but love in there, and honesty, integrity, and great work ethic. I'm telling her to bust her ass.
He's coaching her. He should have said, I'm her life coach.
It's about taking
never dated.
Yeah, see?
Step-by-step approach to life. That's what a dumb thing to text someone.
I need a woman!
Yeah.
This is the dumbest thing
pretty
ever.
Pretty soft.
So what does it come from, though? They don't say, like, some weird cult or...
It's got a triple vibration.
Know. That doesn't make any sense.
As for Brown...
333.
As for Hannah Brown, her future may include...
Even better.
A second chance with runner-up Tyler Cameron. You're an incredible guy, and I'm a single girl, she told Cameron before asking him out for a drink. I would love to. Just tell me when. Cameron responded.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, did you...
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Amen.
No, that's more breaking news.
Is that breaking news?
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Jeffrey Epstein hoped to seed the human race with his DNA. He had a dream to impregnate women at his New Mexico ranch so that he could spread his seed all over the human population, improving the populations through genetic engineering and artificial intelligence. So he wanted to.
Oh, so we could have lots of pedophiles?
Yeah, so he could spread his pervy genes around.
Oh, what a God.
Ew.
A nut. And now we find out, too, that he's was an FBI informant.
Yes.
He's a narc?
And honestly, yeah, there's a story in the Daily Mail about him being an informant, and the file is very brief. It doesn't cover that long a period, but I'm thinking, did they make him an informant?
Yep.
So he can say, I can't talk about that. I'm an informant.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
It's unclear when Epstein spoke with agents as no one registered with the FBI signed in to see him once he began serving his time. One source told the Daily Mail that Epstein used his assistant, Story Coles, to serve as his emissary at the time. And prison records obtained by the Daily Mail do show that the young man visited Epstein almost every single day prior to him being granted work release. He'd arrive in the morning on most days, stay for a few hours, and then leave around lunch. He'd then return a second time, leave around 7 p.m., generally logging 6 or 7 hours in jail each time as a result, despite himself committing no crime. That's kind of weird. No, it's a way to make the plea deal go down a little smoother, I would think.
Yeah, I want to know. We need to know a lot more about how all these things happened.
Well, 1 million pages of evidence and discovery for his trial.
I sure would think the FBI would be very intrigued as to why a pedophile who brought nothing, I mean, all he did was immunize all those other people. Yeah. Everyone in his circle got immunity because of his plea deal. How did that happen? And he's an informant to get who?
And who got... Did they name names to who else got immunity, or is it just anybody that comes
up? No, they can't. Makes even less it's sense. Sealed.
I know,
it's...
That should be unsealed.
That sure is a mystery.
there's entertainment news today. Lisa Marie Presley is spilling. The book should be called Spillsville. I don't know what it's called, but I mean, there's a lot to say. I would think that she's going to have to talk about Michael Jackson.
Don't do it.
That's got to be part of the deal. If they're going to get $4 million.
There's no way she's getting $4 million to not say this creepo was doing weird shit.
Or to talk about the guy with all the hats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that he deserves a chapter.
Oh, he's just a chapter just about his hats.
I would like to see what she has to say, but
do we both say it?
They've got to have something. I mean, they have an outline. You know, if there's a deal, there's an outline, and she has to be saying something about Michael Jackson. And it sounded to me like he, from the little bit they said, was that he really had no interest in her, and her thing was, you know, either this is more about me, or you go on and do whatever it is you do, and he just didn't care.
Well, totally false.
You don't think she can say like, well, I knew there were a bunch of kids around. I mean, she can't.
Yeah, she can say that.
Well, people
she wouldn't.
Hate her.
Yeah. How would she? Although she never
people
spent the night.
Hate her
in
even
that.
More.
Yeah,
because she never.
She needs
anything.
Money. Yeah. She needs money, which is ridiculous that she would
ignorant
ever need a dime.
Fool.
Well, she invested in American Idol at the wrong time.
I know, it's so stupid. Why would you invest in anything? You got so much money, just put it in anything.
Can she say anything though that we don't? I mean,
well, you know,
well, first of all, the Jacksons will sue her immediately. Probably are in the process of doing it now.
They never win.
No, they don't.
They don't. There's no way they can win. But you know, the in leaving Neverland, they said, and I think his employees have said this too, that she never spent the night at Neverland Ranch. She was never there.
Yeah.
So he slept in. He sure slept in his bed a lot with a lot of little boys, but he never slept with her.
Yeah,
she could probably dish on Nick Cage too.
Yeah, that's.
Didn't she throw the wedding ring into the ocean and Nick Cage went out to get it, or is that the other way?
That's high praise.
Yeah, there's something to that effect.
Remember that story?
And someone emailed that John Cusack is the new Nick Cage. He just makes tons of movies and no one ever sees any of them.
That's high praise.
Michael Lockwood is the guy with the tall hat who wants $50,000 a month in temporary.
What's he up to now?
I don't know. He's a musician.
I mean, after trashing his child's mom.
And. That reminds me, Courtney Love and Frances Bean are suing her ex for Kurt's unplugged guitar back.
Yep. Look at all his hats.
Just scrolling through his Google image search, and it's just hat.
They're the dumbest hats.
They're all
different.
He's
so dumb looking, too.
If you ever see this guy in the streets, take his hat. He might just collapse if you do.
Why is this guy? And they're all tall.
What's under there, I wonder?
You're right, they are all really tall.
Here's one with no hat.
Oh. So it's a regular head.
Look at these hats.
He just looks like the biggest dolt, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Doesn't he need somebody to fit him for hats if he's insists on
it? Can we investigate his music career? Because he was a musician, allegedly.
Well, this one time, didn't
we? Yeah, I guess we did. And that Cobain guitar, I guess, is worth a shit ton of money because it's the unplugged guitar.
Yeah.
How did this guy ever end up with that? What in the hell? How did that happen? She was paying temporary child custody for his kids from a previous relationship.
Oh my God,
too.
She's so gullible.
I know.
Jesus.
She apparently said she would when they got married, and the court was holding her to that because these kids didn't have any support otherwise. Because of course the mother, the two parents can't provide one penny for their two kids, but the person that the guy marries, Frances Bean Cobain, she is the only one with money, so she has to keep paying while the other two parents who birthed the child and provided the semen for the child, they can't be held responsible for anything.
The children. But how can, if you had a good enough lawyer, and wouldn't you think Elvis's daughter would? Couldn't you fight that and just be like, fuck those kids?
Well, that's.
Not that that's.
The Cobain situation. But yeah, Luis Marie's attorneys did fight that hard. And I think he was asking for $50,000 a month. And I think he ended up with $10,000 a month because he said, she didn't have shit.
Oh,
so take $10,000 and go away. I know.
Wow.
I know. I like. What? He's not. He has no responsibility to provide for himself. None. Zero.
Yeah, he does.
But that's the problem.
Why wouldn't the court take that position?
Well, because the court is trying to provide equal. Everyone's the same.
Children,
we're all
the
same.
Parents don't have any. Why don't they just foster him out as somebody who cares about him?
Well, they're Lisa Marie's. Oh, his kids. His
they're
brats.
His kids.
Yeah, that
his DNA.
I know. And he's only 32 years old or 33 or something.
Do they wear hats?
He can't come up with anything at all.
She has to buy the kids hats.
But, you know, the other thing today that this college admission scandal. I mean, where is this going? How far does this go now?
The new one or the Varsity Blues one? Okay.
Well, we know that Aunt Becky is now being wished a happy birthday by her two children.
Well,
Olivia Jade, who was not talking to her.
But there was
happy birthday.
The new story with the Operation Varsity Blues, and that's the white girl that everybody thought was black.
Yeah.
Filled out the application to get in.
She's a white girl.
Vanity Fair is a big article.
So she got into three schools she would have never gotten into.
Yeah.
And did she have to pretend she was black at the college she got into? Or is she in it yet? That would be kind of weird.
Could you imagine?
She's wearing blackface!
It's basically the plot of Soul Man.
Which was okay in 1986, apparently. So the college admission scandal, the new one, is that people who are of means, who can perfectly well afford to send their kids to college and pay for them, they transfer guardianship of their kids to a lesser relative who doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
And then the kid applies for financial aid or grants, Pell grants or whatever.
Oh, my God,
and
how dare they?
It! I know, Trudy. I honestly, I was like, what? But they actually give up custody of the kid. And this girl from ProPublica. Julie Cohen, she found 40K. She's still digging on this. She's only worked in one county.
It's a big scam.
She dug up 40 cases in one county in Illinois. That's just in one county. Now,
what is it with people who have money who can't stand to spend any of it?
That's why they have money.
Dicks.
Or people that have money and think you can buy anything, you know, whether it's put your kid into a school they don't belong in. Because, you know, if I could pay $500,000 and put, you know, a child in Harvard and the kid had terrible test scores, how's he going to get through Harvard?
Yeah.
Right. What's the point of that anyway?
I don't know. I think the parents go, my child goes to Harvard. They're smart just like me.
We're all being scammed together.
I mean, isn't that really? Because Olivia Jade, she was making a couple hundred grand a year with her stupid Instagram account.
They love showing that clip of her YouTube channel where she's like, you guys know I don't even like school. Every time there's a story, there's that one. And now there's a new clip they use every time, or at least ABC does, of Lori Loughlin or whatever her name is when she was at Becky on the show, and she's talking about getting the kids into college. It has nothing to do with the story. She's playing a character, and they love using it.
I also like the new footage of her walking confidently through the crowd of people. Oh. Like, it's not going to touch me.
I hope she gets 40 years.
It's so funny.
40?
She faces up 40 years. No. Throw the book at her! Give her 40! She'll be eligible for parole at 92!
Your mom goes to college.
I want someone to throw the book at someone that has no business having the book thrown at them. But they just love saying she faces up to 40 years!
That's
40 years! She's 55! Holy shit!
That's ridiculous.
I know, it's so stupid.
Oh, my God.
And Jeffrey Epstein gets 13 months of work release. He molests 200 girls who are 13, 14. Aunt Becky's going for 40 years! What is that?
Oh, boy.
But so anyway, you know, when this comes up, of course, there are specific examples, and it turns out, there's two law firms that are involved in this, in transferring guardianship.
Nice. And that's their specialty.
Really, you can't afford, so no one can afford to send this kid to college, but they can afford a law firm somehow. And one of the law firms released a statement saying that financial aid should be about the student. Parents generally have no legal obligation to pay for a college education. If they won't, where does that leave the child? So apparently these are kids' parents who don't care about and don't even want custody of their kids suddenly around the age of 16. So they happen to give them to a guardian who doesn't have any money.
If that's the case, then why have to shift the guardian? Apply for the Pell Grant under your parents, and then use that argument.
Well, yeah, if the parents have no responsibility to pay for college, then I don't know how you why can't they get a Pell Grant?
Yeah,
I mean, because the parents are greedy. No, your parents are too greedy. No Pell Grant for you.
Great lawyer.
You know, it is interesting, this whole business of you're a child, you're an adult, you're a child.
Yeah.
You know, you'll find this out when your kid goes to college that you can't get their grades.
Really?
They're adults.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
Because we're very good, though.
But sometimes you find things out that you wouldn't have found out otherwise.
I don't know. Why do you need to be snoopy?
Somebody drops a class and you didn't know it because you don't get the grades.
Well, that's true.
You're still being charged?
Yeah.
Goodbye, fucking shit.
They dropped it after a certain date, and so someone else had to pay for it. But exactly. They're an adult, too, but they're not that adult, so they don't get to know.
You know,
until later.
I didn't realize that, and I think my parents got my grades through college.
I think mine did, too.
Yeah.
This must have been some brat filed a suit or something.
Bullshit.
The person paying for it gets the grades.
This is the worst school ever.
I don't know. This is a really interesting case because I think you could out all these people and they would be humiliated. They'd be canceled. But
they should maybe have to pay back the grant.
Yeah.
But you can't make them pay for their kids' education. I mean, these law firms just sounded really smug about it.
Well, no, the kid should have to pay back the grant then.
Yeah.
But the kid's parents won't pay for college.
I'm not talking about the parents. I'm talking about the kid.
Why? The kid doesn't have any money.
But he got the grant.
But he doesn't have any money. That's why he deserved the grant. Well, he's in the custody of some poor relative.
Well, I mean, he gets no inheritance.
The parents burn the money when they die.
I know.
No one gets their money.
They should be sentenced to have to send a kid who can't afford college and deserves it to school.
Yeah.
But they didn't commit a crime. You're not legally responsible to send your kid to college.
This is why we need the Star Chamber.
We do. We need. Yes. Oh my God. We need so much. We need so many forensic accountants too. But yeah, that is kind of interesting that all these parents just suddenly have no interest in their kids, and they have to have some other guardian take them over who never has money.
Wow.
But I you know, with it's funny how lawyers, not that they ever had a lot of shame. But doesn't it seem that there's just no shame now? I mean, you hire PIs to dig up shit on underage sexual assault victims.
Mm-hmm.
You hire PIs to dig up shit on prosecutors and assistant prosecutors and cops. I mean, Church of Scientology does that. And as far as the, you know, victims, remember Clinton's bimbo eruption list, and they had people dig up dirt on all those girls he banged, and all he did was bang them.
The great sleuth.
But they knew if they erupted, we've got this on her and her and her and her.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and we'll threaten them with that.
Hey, wasn't Dershowitz one of his lawyers?
Oh, Bill Clinton?
Or Clinton?
Probably.
Didn't Dersh work for Clinton?
He seems like he shows up everywhere, doesn't he?
Follow the money.
But, you know, he's
in his underwear.
He's attacking so many people now, but mostly he's attacking David Boies, the attorney for the girl who he says talked her into saying.
He worked for Clinton. Boies did.
Yeah, Boies did.
Oh,
yeah.
Boies did,
yeah. I mean, this Dershowitz thing is just, I feel like, you know what? You're such a weenie, and you've been doing so many unethical things like going after these sex assault victims in the Epstein case, going after their parents, going after this, going after that, just whatever it takes, anything. And yeah, authoring this thing about how 15-year-olds should be able to give consent no matter how old the other person is.
And going after the journalist, Julie Brown.
Going after the journalist, going after everyone. Even if he didn't have sex with this.
Freeing O.J. Simpson.
Freeing O.J. Simpson. Even if he didn't have sex with this 16-year-old that's claiming, two of them are claiming he did. Maybe he's just flying a little too close to the sun.
Yeah.
His karma's just a little off, and maybe that's what you get. Yeah. But it's interesting how outraged he is, but not outraged enough not to sick PIs on sex assault victims and say that they're liars. And I mean, that doesn't bother him too much. But when it comes to him, oh, my God!
We need the new T-shirt needs to be, oh, my God, the outrage shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I meant to mention The Irishman when I was talking about the Lisa Marie book. The new movie, there's a new De Niro Pesci Pacino movie, which.
There's a soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a happy movie. It's not anything dark.
Yeah, right. It's a comedy.
Who is it? Pacino's playing Hoffa?
Yeah.
But we had Hoffa. We had Jack Nicholson as Hoffa. Yeah. Do we need another Hoffa?
It's been a while.
Can't we get Ray Liotta in there, too?
Playing who?
I don't know.
What's he, I'm just who does he look like?
The Goodfellas trio of Pesci. And I mean, Pesci and De Niro are in a bunch of stuff. Why did Ray Liotta not make the cut after Goodfellas?
Yeah. He's busy stopping smoking.
Yeah, that's true.
He does,
yeah,
know,
he does need a job.
All his time walking his dog and not smoking.
He's always outside walking his dog. He missed the call.
Have you noticed that commercial's really long sometimes? It could be like 2 minutes long.
So painful. It really is terrible.
The parody online was really, really funny. I gotta find
Of the Chantix commercial? Yeah.
Chantix, yeah.
How weird is it seeing Pesci again, though?
I know. He hasn't done anything.
No, he hasn't done anything.
Since when? 2005 or something?
I'm looking at his list right now. So The Irishman 2019, something, he did a voiceover, something called Love Ranch in 2010.
Yeah, which sucks.
The Good Shepherd, he had a cameo in, a very small role. Remember that movie, The Good Shepherd?
Yeah, I don't understand. Why is he not, he just doesn't want to? He's having too much fun?
Lethal Weapon 4 was 98, Casino was 95.
Good God.
Yeah.
He's just done those two since 98?
Yeah, of any note.
I tried everything to quit smoking. Cocaine, everything. Nothing worked. Then I tried fucking Chantix. What's Chantix?
It's the drug you take to abstain from smoking.
Stop smoking. Why would you want to do that? Hey, I'm Ray, and I quit fucking smoking with fucking Chantix. So try Chantix.
Ray.
Yeah.
You can't swear.
I'm Ray, and I stopped smoking with fucking Chantix. You should fucking get Chantix.
Sounds
I'm just talking to myself. It's weird, you know? Yeah. If I got a scene I'm doing, I'll beat you in the fucking head if you don't try fucking Chantix, Karen. That's how you sell a product.
You're not smoking.
Yeah.
He's smoking a cigarette.
One of the greatest actors of all time. I can pretend I'm not fucking smoking. Well, and then later you can CGI the cigarette out. What are we shooting?
It's got the laugh.
Well, the makeup is really good.
No, it's the Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
Oh, so wow. He's just face swapping himself with Ray Liotta. Really funny.
Wow.
I'm excited, though. I want to see Pesci. I love Pesci. Scorsese really can't go wrong. Everything he does is really good.
So it seems.
I don't know. I'm excited for it. I'm surprised it's on Netflix. I figured a big major studio would pick this up.
They must have paid a ton for it.
Well, that's what they do.
And another thing, Bob De Niro looks really young in this. Like, they did some de-aging for sure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, Pacino's in his 80s, isn't he? Isn't Al Pacino? He's got to be up there. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
Brandon, you got it?
He's 79.
Yeah, Al Pacino.
79, so he's 80.
Is insane. For being able to look like, well, who's he played Kevorkian?
And
who else did he play that it was like
playing real people?
Such a stretch.
Well, Kevorkian was the big one.
Kevorkian.
I remember seeing that guy.
Oh, you're thinking of Penn State.
Joe
Paterno.
Joe Paterno, yeah. That, I can't. We love you, Joe.
He was really good.
Should have played Sando.
And he was Phil Spector. Don't forget he was Phil Spector.
That's right.
We look
I don't
like
know why.
I never realized before he had the capacity to do that, to morph into a character like that. But.
I thought that was kind of crazy. I don't know why. I don't think
he looks like Hoffa, though.
Yeah, Hoffa was not a good-looking guy. I mean, not that I want to be with Al Pacino.
I like what you see.
I like what you see.
I don't know. Look at the picture there. That doesn't look like... That looks... No, it doesn't look.
That looks a little bit like him.
Not really. You can't just give somebody a haircut and
that
say,
looks
that's
you.
Yeah.
That looks ridiculous. Look what they did to his eyes. It's like they taped his eye the his thing is above his eyes down. The fat above his eyes. His eyelids are like taped down. It looks absurd. The only reason I wasn't totally excited about this is I was thinking, God, Al Pacino's really old, and De Niro's getting up there too. And De Niro's crazy. Isn't he just going to yell "fuck Trump" in the middle of the movie?
No, work it in.
They're going to be like, "Trump, you mean that developer in New York?"
I honestly
take it easy.
Does anyone else find it really strange that Robert De Niro is so wigged out about Trump?
Yeah, that's.
I mean, it seems
well,
like
it seems it's very random. I mean, it might as well be Steve Zahn or somebody. I mean, it's just.
He's 74 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's never gotten wigged out about anybody else, has he, Bush? I mean, because there were a lot of people. Remember when Bush was president? Oh, my God. People were crazy. He's not my president.
Dixie Chicks hated him.
He might have
A lot of people hated him.
Wait, did De Niro and Trump intersect in some way that made him hate him so much?
I would have thought he would have known him in New York.
Right, De Niro had all that big stuff going on in Tribeca.
Yeah.
Wow, he's apparently very active politically. He lobbied Congress against impeaching Bill Clinton in 98.
What? He liked
Oh, that's Clinton. Interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. He stumped for...
He's a Democrat, so he follows those lines.
Just
so.
Seemed to
it
be
just
a
says
little...
all things are split by party lines depending on who does it and who doesn't do it.
All I could think of when I watched the Mueller report thing.
I know. I know. Every other person.
He's such a great actor.
What a waste. Just like him.
He's such a great actor. Why is he so terrible on SNL?
I know.
Is it because he can't read?
No.
Or
I have no idea.
I don't understand that.
I think he has to be completely in a character, and he can't be in one for 10 minutes, apparently. I don't know. You're right. He's awful.
You can get a doggy style. You can get Ling on your side. Those are your only choices.
Because I love his movies. I love almost any movie with De Niro.
Yeah, especially that one, The Intern. Weren't you a big fan of the movie? The movie's so bad.
He was so good in Cape Fear, though. Oh, he was so scary.
Yeah. He's had a bunch of stinkers, man.
Yeah, he has. Have you seen the one where he's a stand-up comedian?
Wait, with Jerry Lewis?
Sandra Bernhardt?
Right, with Jerry Lewis.
That's a great movie.
No, not
Comedy.
That movie, not The King of Comedy. No, that movie is great. Way underrated, I think. And yeah. Jerry Lewis and Sandra Bernhardt. And,
wait, by the way, where is Sandra Bernhardt?
Great question.
Has she been replaced by Kathy Griffin?
Is that possible? Maybe.
Well, you're thinking of the comedian.
Redheaded female.
Where is Sandra Bernhardt? I mean, isn't that weird when people just go, whoosh,
disappear.
Bye.
Gone.
And now, there are so many quote-unquote stars. I mean, now you have these video game stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people fill a stadium to watch somebody play a video game and all these YouTube stars.
Uh-huh.
And you're these, like, we go on Cameo and go, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? It's like, oh, they got a million, you know, this. Who was I looking at that has 5 million? Oh, Jesse Smollett still has 5 million Instagram followers. Actually, yeah. He probably got a million more, 5 million more when he got in trouble.
Sure. He's selling his digs.
Yeah, he's losing his ass.
Ah!
We got breaking news.
What?
We got new Cameo.
Oh, man.
Whoa!
Let's do it.
Whoa!
I'm excited for this.
Can give you guys
this is Sandra Bernhardt.
Go to the beginning. Go to the beginning.
Sandra Bernhardt on Cameo.
Hey, you guys, it's Jadelle Eason. What? And I decided to start Cameo. Now I can give you guys personalized shout-outs to your loved ones.
Ugh,
that's it?
Are people buying this dope?
Let's buy one and see if she'll shoot her dog on it. Or
she's
David
brand spanking new, and it's $200 for her.
$200 What?
I don't think so, honey.
Oh my god, it is.
Does she have any?
None, because she just started. She's.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh,
she's
boy, we got another new one.
She's an influencer. Oh, because she got knocked up when she was 15.
Oh boy, Mark.
Oh, Boyce Avenue. No, no.
We're on Cameo.
How are they on Cameo? Are they going to play a song for you? For $10?
Oh, my God. $250 for Boyce Avenue?
With three brothers.
For some soft Cameo?
It'll love take them forever music. To do the Cameo, too. Do they just copy someone else's Cameo and do it slower?
Who would buy a Boyce Avenue Cameo?
Do it slower.
That's their whole gig.
This is a crazy concept. This is a dumb question because I know what the answer is. There are people walking around going, oh, my God, I love Boyce Avenue! I don't mean to be screaming so much today, but there people that are just so pumped about Boyce Avenue and are, like, pumping their fist at the show and
falling asleep to the show?
I want to see a Boyce Avenue live track.
Let's see how many Twitter followers you think Boyce Avenue has.
Twitter? Probably 500,000.
I'm hoping it's, like, 100,000.
You follow him, Brandon? 478,000.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they just... And one of their pinned tweets is a new song they just released and covered really slow.
I got to check their tour dates. I bet they play big places.
Are they coming around here?
And life is so hard.
Slow down.
Only fools. Oh, my God. It's unbearable softness.
Oh, I like that version better.
No.
Boyce Avenue tickets, tour dates, 2019.
Whoa, really?
Oh, of course.
Oh, no.
Are they playing here? I'm going to go see them. I will go see
you're
them.
You're
playing
the VIP
a festival.
Package. What?
The Snooze Fest?
Play a festival. Woodstock canceled, by the way.
Nah.
No Woodstock.
Again.
Oh, say, can you see?
They're playing the International Food and Wine Festival.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
At Epcot.
Oh, along with 8,000 other bands.
Epcot?
The Eat to the Beat concert at America Gardens Theater in Epcot.
Maybe they'll be at Arts Beats and Eats.
Oh, we won't know until
John
August 4th.
It can't be at Arts Beats and Eats.
What? Why not?
They don't have any other dates.
Think about it. It's brilliant. The songs are so long and slow that people will just be hanging around.
Oh, my God. Boyce Avenue. You know, notify me. You push the button and tell you if a show's coming near you.
Yeah.
238,000 fans get tour alerts. What?
Wow. Oh, they're huge, God. Man.
Stop it. Damn it.
Hey, I have news that might cheer you up.
What?
What?
Marshall Crenshaw tomorrow. Woo!
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm very pumped. He's coming with the Smithereens.
He is.
Because Pat D'Anesio of the Smithereens died.
At the Magic Bag. Mm-hmm.
And so who better to fill in for Pat D'Anesio as lead singer of the Smithereens than Marshall Crenshaw?
I know. And you've...
Berkeley's Marshall Crenshaw.
You've been at it for a really long time, selling Marshall, so...
Sweet. Oh, yeah. No, I love Marshall, even though he doesn't like the suggestion that he's a power pop artist.
Yeah,
he
hates it.
Despises
that's what his
anyone who says it.
His publicist said that.
He did?
Yeah, I sent you that.
No way.
Did you read that?
No. I asked him about power pop, and he said, oh, I don't like that label.
Oh, well, don't say it again.
Hey, I have the Sandra Bernhard answer.
Yes?
She apparently is in a show that's on right now, Pose, on FX.
Oh, I've heard of that show.
A recurring character.
Mm-hmm.
And she is an American Horror Story.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's just in a bunch of stuff we don't watch.
That's usually the case with people like her.
But most of it's, yeah. I mean,
eh. Have you guys been following the nominee to be vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Hyten?
Oh, his whole sexual assault thing that didn't happen?
That's allegedly. What they say. They investigated 53 witnesses. DNA samples were collected because she said that he was making out with her and he blew up on his sweatpants and on her yoga pants.
Whoa. What a power. Well, no wonder.
I know.
That should be enough to get him through right there. That's some power.
They both had them still on?
I guess. I don't know.
It was dry humping.
Anyway, they collected DNA samples, 53 witnesses, thousands of emails. She was his assistant, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it was weird because I watched it this morning, and this female senator who says, I am a rape victim. They had two female senators who were rape victims. I'm like, is there a female that has not been sexually assaulted on this planet? Apparently not. Anyway, they both were saying that the allegations are false. And Senator McSally said, based on information not made public, and I'm like, okay, first of all, I can't say the allegations are false? I don't know. Apparently they were proven false in a court of law. That doesn't mean they're false. But she was like, this did not happen. And I always think that's strange when someone insists that something happened or didn't happen and there's no way you can know.
Yeah.
I know attorneys do it all the time, but that's their job.
Plus, I like her name, McSally.
What's the girl's name, by the way, that was assaulted allegedly? Because she has got a weird name. Her name does not help her. And she was, she seemed to be wearing any makeup and her hair looked kind of ratty. And I thought, couldn't she have dolled herself up a little bit for the, I mean, wouldn't it seem, I don't know, it's really shitty. Sorry.
Now she's.
Hey, doll yourself up next time, honey. And maybe we'll believe you.
Doll yourself up. How
stupid. Doll yourself up.
Hey, come on. Don't you have a little Jezebel in you? Come on, honey.
Hey, put some effort in next time.
We're trying to say the guy wanted you. And they look like the type of people that neither would want the other one, that no one would want either one of them. I don't know. They just didn't. I just don't think of sex when I see either one of them. Just saying.
Yeah, man, that is one tough name to pronounce.
And don't say I'm shaming because everyone says it didn't happen, so I'm not doing anything.
She's an army colonel. Catherine Spletstosser. I can't even pronounce
it. I can't imagine.
Just like the guy, the two guys that are missing.
Thank you for your service.
Up in, the two guys that, the alleged murderers up in Canada.
Yeah.
One guy's last name, every time they say it, it just sounds like a fake name made up.
Her name
for a sketch comedy act.
Can you read her name again?
Trudy can read it. I can't.
Spletstosser.
What kind of a name is that?
Well, it sounds Germanic. Spletstosser. I don't know.
Drop and give me 20.
What's the
Spletstosser?
Spletstosser. So the Americans who went to Italy,
Rome. Yeah.
The one kid's name is Finnegan too.
Yeah. Oh, here's
kind of stands out as a
Finnegan Beginnegan.
One of the guys on the run up in Canada is Briar Schmigelski.
Whoa!
Why does Schmigelski make me laugh? Hey, Schmigelski
sounds fake.
It does sound like a phony.
Those guys, by the way, in Italy, the one of them was in a fight club, an organized fight club.
I didn't know that.
That's Finnegan.
Who broke the first rule?
He did. You're right.
Well, did he say it? Or someone else probably outed
him. I think somebody else said it, but he must have told
them. Guy's out of
the club.
Put
it online.
That guy's well out of the
club. And apparently somebody got a head injury in fight club when he was there. I don't know.
So he won?
I don't know.
Finnegan Elder.
Really understand the story.
One of them has a hyphenated name, too.
But when I mentioned Hyten, this general, by the way, for the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs or whatever, when they were showing him, he's standing, he's really tall, he's really thin, he's gray. He looks like he looks like the mom's boyfriend on 6 Feet Under. You know, with the gray hair, that guy. Yeah, that's what he looks like. And when they said
James Cromwell,
they said, "Yeah, that's him." They said that when they were kissing, he ejaculated. I was like, "Oh my god, what, that guy?"
Oh,
it just seemed so weird. It seemed like maybe if you touch him, he just blows up.
Yeah, but it sounds very forceful. Got over his sweatpants and her yoga pants.
I know.
No boil over there. No dust.
How did he get so far?
Straight fire hose.
In the military.
If he just blows up all the time.
That's why.
He can't handle pressure of any kind.
He's got a background of needing a lot of new pants.
Look at James Cromwell in that.
He looks just like
that was a pretty good one, wasn't it?
It was.
But the camera, I mean, like the shot of him standing up just looking like this nerdy general and then blowing up, blew up kissing her. What the fuck? He's like 70, isn't he?
Well.
It's weird.
He's 60, but yeah.
60, okay. And then Reagan. We have to cancel Ronald Reagan because he is a racist.
All right.
Well, he has an airport,
Ronald
too.
Reagan!
Yeah, I have to change the name of the airport. We're going to have to call them. Maybe we'll call them tomorrow.
It's going to be the Kyle International Airport, just like in Orange County, California.
I think Kyle would be open to that.
Who's protesting?
Well, who is protesting the Democratic? Oh, immigration protest. You see that? They shut down Woodward. Well, Woodward's closed anyway.
Yeah, they were lying down in the street. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
What? Why are they protesting?
What are they protesting? Did you see it, Brandon? Hang on.
And talk to our local four pollster, Richard Zuba, about which candidates made the strongest cases.
Rick
Mastuba.
No thanks.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that newscast.
All right, let's get to some of the other news developing today, including a story from downtown Detroit.
That's where a group of protesters has been arrested outside the Rensen on Jefferson Avenue.
Police just
finished loading up the protesters onto a bus. Some are holding signs protesting immigration. We'll keep you updated as more information becomes available.
Wait, are they for it or against it?
Nice protest.
Okay.
You get arrested, you shut down a road to piss everybody off, and no one knows what you're protesting about.
Immigration.
Yeah, but
they don't like it.
Well, maybe they love it.
Maybe they don't like it.
I don't know.
Maybe they're just protesting the idea of immigration.
Oh, we have a protester!
Anyway, Reagan, this phone call has been unearthed with him and Nixon talking.
Ronald Reagan!
And the story is so weird because it's like, really? He really felt he had to call the president and the president had to take his call over this? And it was over...
Oh, I'm not a crook.
Yeah, Reagan wasn't president when it happened.
No, he was governor of... I guess California. California, was he still? Yeah, and Nixon was president. And what had happened is the day before, the UN had voted to seat the delegation from Beijing instead of Taiwan, which, you know, we didn't like or Nixon didn't like, Reagan didn't like. And when they seated them, the delegation from Tanzania started dancing wildly. Just went Mano dancing. And so...
I want to see that video. It's like
I wonder if it's available.
Yeah.
And then Reagan says, did you see those monkeys from these African countries? Damn them.
What?
They're still uncomfortable wearing shoes.
Sounds like Jim Fouts might have been there, too.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I tell you, to watch that thing on television, they did. Yeah. To see those monkeys from those African countries. Damn them, they're still uncomfortable wearing shoes.
Jeez. Easy room, Nixon.
The tail wags the dog there, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, that's Canadian tape. That was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe software.
Did Reagan say, hey, I shared the screen with a bunch of monkeys? Remember, he was in Bedtime for Bonzo.
Oh, yes.
So.
Well, it's all very odd because Nixon had already told Al Haig, I'm in charge here.
Yeah.
To cancel any meetings he had with any African leader who didn't vote with the U.S. on Taiwan. So this is apparently, I guess all the action had already been taken. So it sounds like it really was the dancing that bothered Reagan. And then Nixon goes on.
I got to say, I'm really intrigued as to why was Tanzania dancing? Why were they so excited about
it? I don't know.
Taiwan,
I don't know why they
China.
Would be. Why would Beijing and Taiwan matter so much to Tanzania?
So confused.
Where is Tanzania? They're how close to Beijing and Taiwan are
Africa.
They? I don't know why they're so pumped.
That's what I mean.
Maybe they just need an excuse to dance. Maybe they just like dancing. So Nixon meets with William Rogers, the Secretary of State, and there's another piece of audio of him saying, these cannibals on television last night. Christ, they weren't even wearing shoes. And they were dancing.
Just deal with
and the U.S. submits its fate to that.
What?
Huh? But he sort of misquoted Reagan. He's trying to quote Reagan, but he said these cannibals. Or maybe he edited it. Were they cannibal? Were people in Tanzania cannibals in 1971?
I don't know.
No.
But this whole business of, he says they weren't even wearing shoes. Reagan said they weren't. They're still not comfortable wearing shoes. So Nixon misquoted Reagan
in his racist statement.
I know.
But everything was made okay when Bush do a dance over there with him when he was doing this.
Oh God!
Was that
he fixed it?
The weirdest thing of all is that this tape, which you can barely hear the audio, you just heard it. That audio was not unearthed until 2000, and then they said, we're going to redact that, or we're going to put that under lock and key for till further discussion, which in 2013, someone re-reviewed it. Can you imagine these people listening to all this flipping tape? Ugh. And in 2013, they said, let's put some of this off. I don't think we want that out there. And then in 2018, it was re-reviewed again.
Huh.
And it was put out there. And someone has been going through it nonstop and apparently just bumped into that and said, cancel Reagan! So, I don't
how?
Know. It's so silly. Well, they can change the name of the airport, I guess. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Was that a big story?
To Kyle Airport?
Kyle Airport.
Kyle Airport. Yeah. Why not? Was that a big story, Brandon, the Reagan Nixon
Well, it's
tape?
New. You know, it's The Atlantic just kind of released it. Was that today?
We should call Kyle and ask him if he's cool with that.
So it's only a matter of time before someone says something or starts a petition to get rid of, you know, certain naming.
I want to see this dancing that bothered him so much. Maybe there's something I'm not aware of.
Trudy and I are watching Bush dancing.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember him playing the bongos either.
He leans in. And takes over the dude's drum.
Oh, my God.
That is hilarious.
Who are you wailing on those drums?
What should he, in retrospect, pretty funny moments.
No Boris Yeltsin in the dance department.
I know. But Yeltsin had, like, 3 bottles of vodka advantage on Bush. He was directing the orchestra at the airport, wasn't he?
Yeltsin?
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't it an official thing?
Oh, no.
Well, that was one time he was really hammered. The cameras were on him. But, yeah, there was an event where he was dancing like a madman. I think he was in a dance-off.
They sent him to Siberia or something for that, didn't they? I mean, wasn't he? Or he had to die his way out of office.
This band looks pretty sweet that he danced with. It's from 1996, but honestly, it looks like it's in 1982. Start dancing, Yeltsin.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Dance already.
I'll be back.
He's like doing the twist.
Not bad.
Yeah, but that dude in the red is showing him up.
This is what launched Putin. He hated Yeltsin. Thought he was a buffoon.
Hey, Brandon, we opened the Hall Financial Hotline today.
We did.
We did, okay. I think I missed that. Did I say anything?
I don't remember.
I don't think I did.
What would you say if
I would have said that you should click the link to Hall Financial, fill out the online form, and they will contact you about a refi to save you money on a loan, or a refi, or a loan. Or your dream home. They'll hold your hand from start to finish if you're a first-time buyer, which they did so well for Scott Kunith's customers. So thanks to David Hall for providing the Hall Financial Hotline, because they actually went to AT&T and set up the phone line for us.
Oh, that's great.
It's not like we just had a phone line and named it after them. They did all the work. They installed it. They sent their own
people
over. It was amazing.
Great job. Grounded it.
Lower payments, better options, and more personal attention. And that's a good time to mention.
It's under the Atlantic Ocean, too. It
could be.
Good time to mention Scott! Because Scott Kunith is back with us in August. He's coming by this Friday. And he is
busy
helping people find new homes. Or helping them figure out the value of their home. Or helping them find a new home. great success. Boy, the last 6 months have been good for Scott. So happy that you guys have contacted him, because he is a good guy. And you do, if you're going to look for a house, it might as well be with somebody you like.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to list your house, he's had great luck negotiating with people, too. Got excellent reviews for his work with Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel. If you need Scott's help, or you want to refer someone to Scott to help them sell their home, list their home, find a new home. 248-797-7746 for Scott. 248-797-7746. You can text Scott Kunath, and he does talk in drops.
You're just better at real estate than they are.
Or you can email him at skunath@cbwm, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at C-B-W-M. Scott Kunath, our real estate dude, and he brings you the best of, too, on the weekend. So there. And he's one of our proud advertisers.
Hey, you know what? I hate to, like,
what?
Settle a grudge, but there's an incorrect correction.
What?
That David Roman
Surprise!
Spotted. Said when I called out that Sting has an alien song, I was right. Because the hook of Englishman in New York is, I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien. So
that's not the name
who
of the song.
Does that song?
Sting.
Wait, so Englishman in New York and that song are two different songs?
No, that's the...
What the hell are you talking?
Oh, in the song. Okay. I wouldn't call that
that's
an incorrect
refrain,
correction.
That's the refrain of that song, I'm an Alien.
What about the part where you were giving it the wrong song title?
But he vindicated
I was
me.
Only correcting the song title. You can accept the vindication.
He says, I got your back, Trudy. By the way, I heard you spin Joan Jett's Freaks and Geeks theme on LLC. Love that.
That's funny because, you know what, I knew what you were talking about when you said that, and I probably heard that line in my head, but I knew the song was called An Englishman in New York.
I know.
And it was Alien.
I kind of went home and felt like sort of a spaz about that whole thing, so that's, I think, why I brought it up. Zeus shook his head, by the way, for me doing that. So. Here it is.
Wonder how loud the bass is in the new version.
I do love this song.
I have to admit, I will admit to liking Sting. Not all of it, but I like a lot of it. I love the Police. All right, Brandon, you want to get us out of here? All financial hotline shutting down. You know what that's all about here in the Deals in the D.com studios. And tomorrow, apparently, it's Marshall Crenshaw.
Ooh,
yeah. As he and the Smithereens come to the Magic Bag right here in lovely Ferndale.
August 24th.
Yeah, man. What night, day of the week is that, do you know?
Ooh, I don't have any idea.
The 10th is a Saturday, so...
It's a Saturday.
Well, if the 10th is a Saturday, so yeah.
24th is a Saturday. Wow.
All right, then.
Awesome. That's a great day. I think that's kind of a... I don't want to call it a sleeper show, because anytime Marshall Crenshaw and the Smithereens are in the same place, that sounds good to me. But I think it'd be a great show.
That is going to be a wild show.
Because the Smithereens, I love the Smithereens. I always like them.
I know.
They got it. Now that's, oh boy, I'm going to call them Power Pop. They're, on all the Power Pop lists, you see the Smithereens and Marshall Crenshaw. Sorry, Marshall. And Marshall's brother, Robert Crenshaw, you know, they're such a musical family, all those kids, I guess, growing up in Berkeley. But he was Marshall's drummer.
Wow.
From 82 to 89, which were really the seminal Marshall Crenshaw years. He has just written a book.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's about his music career. Gary Graff. I should have read more of his article.
Oh no.
There's a book, and I looked it up because I thought maybe Robert would be good to talk to.
Hope Gary isn't listening. Oh, my God. He'll be in
Gary's,
trouble.
He's still getting over that classic rock bracket that he spent no time looking at. All right. We'll see you tomorrow with Marshall Crenshaw, et cetera, for the Friday show. Get you ready for the weekend. And then the best of on Saturday, brought to you by Scott.
See ya.
Also, bye.
Dweller H.
And I don't even really I don't like the Beatles. I'm not a fan of the Beatles, and you're kind of supposed to be as a white person. They're sort of like our beacon of hope, you know? You're supposed to see the fucking Abbey Road poster and just salute it and be like, you're gonna make it across today, boys. I'm not a fan of the Beatles. And I tell people that sometimes, and it's like, people get real upset. Because there's no racial slur to hurt white people, right? But if you ever walk into a party and you say the Beatles suck, white people will drop their pretzels and just freak just looking at me like, what did you just say? I could walk into a party and be like, you know what, I don't think I like Chinese people. And everybody like, well, that's a free thinker right there, you know? Living his own life, he's clearly come to a decision. I say I don't like the Beatles. People are like, all of it, Abbey Road, everything. And they start naming songs. I'm like, yeah, those too, you know? I just think it's funny that every once in a while there's a big debate. People go, let's figure this out once and for all. Who was better, the Beatles or the Stones? One of those bands is still here. That's the better band. If you bought two toasters in the 60s and one of them worked for a while and then stopped and the other toaster was still out there toasting the hits night after night, it just went back on a 35 city toasting tour. It's the better fucking toaster. The idea that people even try to break that down is so offensive anyway, because the Stones are still here. And they're old and they can hear you. You know how offensive that is? You know how hard it must be for the Stones to perform? You know how hard it must be for Mick Jagger to climb that raggedy fucking 68 pounds of dust onto a stage? You know how many cortisone shots he's gonna get into his hip? Do you know how many goats need to be sacrificed to get Keith Richards out of a chair, let alone up onto a stage with a fucking guitar? And then they perform for 3 hours and somebody will come up to them and be like, you know, I always thought the Beatles are better than you. Good. Did they get a blood transfusion to perform tonight? I don't think so. I should have died in 88, 92, an hour ago. Get the fuck out of my face. I have been 70 pounds since 1979. I'm a wizard. Leave me alone. And it's just like, I also think it's kind of crazy that, like, you're supposed to, this has just always been weird to me about the Beatles, right? Is that people love the Beatles. People hate, though. People really hate performance-enhancing drugs. Hate them, hate them, hate them. Lance Armstrong's a bag of shit. Absolute criminal piece of garbage, you know? Performance-enhancing drugs. The Beatles wrote all of their music on acid. If you make millions of dollars on acid, is acid not a performance-enhancing drug? And what's harder to do? Take acid and play the guitar with your friends, or ride a fucking bike. Uphill, downhill, for hours and hours with one ball. Do we forget that Lance had one ball? The Beatles had all eight of their stupid balls. Lance is a loser. Somebody told me once that I should respect the Beatles, though, because when they debuted in 1964, 75 million people watched. And I'm like, why is that a stat I gotta care about? It was 1964. What else was there to watch, you know? There was no Scientology documentaries. There's no kitchen nightmares. There was fucking two channels. One of them was Snow. The other one was the Beatles. That was what you watched that night, or you looked outside and you hoped for the future. That was it. If anything else had aired that night, nobody would have saw the Beatles. If the last episode of Breaking Bad had aired the same night that the Beatles debuted, nobody would have saw the Beatles. The next day, somebody would be like, "Do you hear that song, I Wanna Hold Your Hand?" Somebody, are you a fucking idiot? Walter White killed everybody. You missed that?